What the hell am I doing? We can't start the show yet.
Hi, I'm Luke Bryan, here to tell you about the latest shopping sensation to hit the nation. Are you tired of having to fight the holiday shopping crowds? Well, worry no more, my dear friend. Your good buddy, Luke Bryan,
hey, that's me,
has got your back. I'm pleased to introduce the Luke Bryan Shopping Network. Sit your fine, sexy Buddha down in your recliner and tune in for savings. Join us this weekend for our holiday gift blowout. It all starts this Saturday morning at 8 a.m. Tune in for a great deal on my very own Luke Bryan Love.
Why are you laughing? He hadn't said anything yet.
I
said
it as long as I could.
It's that God voice.
Kenzie, do you know who Luke Bryan is?
Is he a country singer?
Yes. He was. He won Entertainer of the Year on this. What's 10?
Cut 10. What you're about to say is what you're referring to.
Oh, well, let's start the show. Let me get past this spot first.
I don't want to laugh.
You know we'll play this again.
Well, I don't get it.
All right, we'll start the show. Okay, cut 10 on your flash. We'll explain to her and anybody that doesn't know who Luke Bryan is.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And the CMA Award for Entertainer of the Year goes to Luke Bryan.
First of all, I've never met Garth. Hey, Garth. Can I hug you again? Thank you. Thank you, God above. Thank you so much. I have some angels in heaven. My brother and sister are up there and making this night possible for me. To everybody in my world that's put this moment in my life together, thank you so much. My family, my friends, these fans, these country music fans, thank you so much.
My friends.
And then all day yesterday, Dan's walking around the building saying,
"Hi, I'm Luke Bryan."
You got it now?
I do.
CMA Entertainer of the Year. So excited.
Wait, the recording that you played at the beginning.
That's Dan.
That was Dan?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, play it again so I can laugh now.
Hi, I'm Luke Bryan, here to tell you about the latest shopping sensation to hit the nation. Are you tired of having to fight the holiday shopping crowds? Well, worry no more, my dear friend. Your good buddy, Luke Bryan,
hey, that's me,
has got your back. I'm pleased to introduce the Luke Bryan Shopping Network. Sit your fine, sexy Buddha down in your recliner and tune in for savings. Join us this weekend for our holiday gift blowout. It all starts this Saturday morning at 8 a.m. Tune in for a great deal on my very own Luke Bryan Love Rope. It's a scientifically known fact that every man needs at least 10 feet of high tensile rope each time he goes trolling for casual man love in park bathrooms. Trust me, this rope is strong. Even my buddy Garth couldn't get loose. Later on at 10 a.m., you can get yourself a great deal on Luke Bryan brand chloroform. With my very own formulation of lavender-scented chloroform, you can subdue even the most unwieldy country star or starlet. Catch all those savings and more on the Luke Bryan Shopping Network. Check local listings for details.
That's a country Kermit the Frog.
Mm-hmm. It's the LBSN.
This started by accident, I think, at the end of the show yesterday. We didn't milk it for over an hour, did we?
Off and on.
I don't know what this clip is. I just know it's Dan doing Luke. What about you, Luke Bryan?
Me? Oh, yeah. Hi, I'm Luke Bryan. You know,
congratulations again on your award from the CMAs.
That's right. I'm Entertainer of the Year. I am Luke Bryan. Hi.
It's the part I couldn't get past every time I listened to it.
Why?
I am Luke Bryan. Hi.
Hi.
You know, congratulations again on your award from the CMAs.
That's right. I'm Entertainer of the Year. I am Luke Bryan. Hi. You know, I'll add something on this. I once gave Roy Clark a plate job on a Roy Clark plate. It was a big day.
For more information on the Russ Martin Show.
Oh my God.
Yeah, Jacob, our web guy, enjoyed that one. He stopped by my office to say thumbs up.
So he knows who Luke Bryan is.
Yes. He also knows who Roy Clark is.
I'm guessing he knows what a plate job is.
He didn't need an explanation.
And then I think we were just talking about hugs in general. Luke Bryan likes to hug. He hugged Garth twice at the CMAs.
Okay.
Are you sad you didn't get a chance to hug him?
Nah, it's good. I dug him up. I made sure to hug his bones good and tight.
You hug Buck Owens' corpse.
You have a gift, Dave.
It sounds nothing like you. The cadence, the delivery, everything is absolutely different.
Freaked me out.
I got in the car last night. My wife said, "That was you doing that, right?" I said, "Yeah." She said, "Oh, okay. I wasn't sure because I picked it up right in the middle, so I wasn't certain, but I thought it was."
Yeah, because any voice I do, you can tell it's me. I can't really change mine that much. Yours is...
It's so stupid.
Yeah, he keeps walking over today. To where Alfie and I are sitting, he just starts saying random stuff, and we just start losing it. He's like, "It's not that funny," and we just keep on laughing.
It's
or you
not.
Know, just picking up different things on the desk.
Well, I was going over to make my lunch because I keep my food in closed fridge, and I was just like,
"Hey guys, if y'all need anything, I'll be over here cutting my chicken." on today's menu for lunch is tacos. I love tacos.
Oh, my God.
Let me finish this clip. Are you sad you didn't get a chance to hug him?
Nah, it's good. I dug him up. I made sure to hug his bones good and tight.
You hugged Buck Owens' corpse.
Uh-huh. It seemed cool at the time.
Luke, I'm going to ask you a question. Is that all you did was hug him?
Oh, it was dark.
Let's see, can I pull something else?
Oh, good Lord.
I think it was just the Roy Clark and the Buck Owens. There were so many.
Well, now you got the shopping network.
Oh, look. Looks like you got a whole series of commercials you've got for the...
Well, I mean, it's a network. You can't just have one item.
Yeah. I should spread these out throughout the day.
You should.
Oh,
I know.
Hey, it's me, Luke Bryan, and I'm back with more savings on the Luke Bryan Shopping Network. Join us at noon on Saturday for more big savings on my very own brand of Luke Bryan Hydrofluoric Acid. With Luke Bryan Hydrofluoric Acid...
You mispronouncing that on purpose?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm just checking. Like with Chloe in the Halloween script.
No, with Luke Bryan, you have to have a subtle level of stupid.
Yeah.
I think.
Okay.
Acid, you can dispose of those pesky unwanted bodies who won't hug you. If you're like me...
like he's frustrated.
Frustrated enough, he came out with his own line of acid.
It's coming from the heart.
Acid. With Luke Bryan hydrofluoric acid, you can dispose of those pesky unwanted bodies who won't hug you. If you're like me, you've got to dispose of as many as 3 or sometimes 4 men a month. That's too much. With my hydrofluoric acid, getting rid of those snooty corpses is as easy as my sweet granny's.
I'm gonna spit.
Don't spit.
Dan voiced these, and I produced them. I'm still laughing at it, even though I've already heard these 4 or 5 times.
That's sad.
Times 4 men a month. That's too much. With my hydrofluoric acid, getting rid of those snooty corpses is as easy as my sweet granny's apple pie. Plus, you can't afford to miss our savings on my very own custom-made Luke Bryan nondescript white van. Transport up to 15 bodies at once. With my nondescript white van, you'll never have to deal with unwanted questions from the police, like, why are there bodies in your truck bed? And...
All right, I'm going to ask, and I don't know if I'm going to be able to get a real answer. Is this funny to us because we're all friends, or is this funny outside the room? I'm not asking you, Dan, because your ego won't let you answer that.
Thank you. That's what I thought at first. Yesterday and today, we're just getting wave after wave of calls of people loving this. People nearly getting into wrecks, that kind of thing. It's
What?
People nearly getting into wrecks.
Oh.
Does it sound like the same voice calling over and over?
Hi, it's Luke Bryan. Do you like my bit? Did you giggle? I should give you a hug. I love hugs. Why are y'all laughing at me?
Don't give me a complex. That's the biggest word I know.
How long did you have to work on this? Because there are certain words that you have to say, because I watched some interviews with Luke Bryan. There are certain words that you just have to put that inflection on, or it's just like Kevin Pollak, the Christopher Walken thing.
Oh, yeah.
Without the certain inflections on just the perfect word, you lose it. How long did you work on Luke Bryan?
Honestly, not that long. Most of it is...
What mindset do you get into?
Stupid.
Because he seems like a really nice guy, but he also seems kind of simple. He might have an IQ of 180. I don't know. But he just seems like a simple, good old boy.
Yeah, like country boy.
Yeah, he likes to drive his truck.
He loves his family.
Loves family.
Loves God. You know, obviously he's got a brother and sister that died. I think he said that. But when you go to that level of stupid, who do you actually envision yourself being?
Don Davis. Oh, I'm sorry. Was I supposed to take longer to answer? That's my bad. Let's do it again.
Who do you envision yourself being at that level of stupid?
Don Davis. See, I jumped it again.
Aren't you the... program director for KZPS and the Eagle?
I am.
And what's your name?
Don. Davis.
How do you decide what songs you're going to program?
I don't.
That's funny for two reasons. Dan's voice and Dan's right.
Silly question.
Let's finish this.
Times 4 men a month. That's too much. With my hydrofluoric acid, getting rid of those snooty corpses is as easy as my sweet granny's apple pie. Plus, you can't afford to miss our savings on my very own custom-made Luke Bryan nondescript white van. Transport up to 15 bodies at once. With my nondescript white van, you'll never have to deal with unwanted questions from the police, like, why are there bodies in your truck bed? And...
Hey, aren't you Luke Bryan? It's holiday shopping season, and you don't want to miss out on savings like these from the Luke Bryan Shopping Network. Check local TV listings for details.
Sorry, dude, I had to use your Bubba's music underneath these.
No, I think that's fine.
What do you got, Alfie?
Those are people all calling about the Luke Bryan bit.
God.
Yeah, Philip.
All right, guys. This is too funny. Y'all, I'm holding y'all personally responsible for cleaning the sweet tea out of my vents in my truck.
Man, I love sweet tea.
And you're getting the bill.
I love sweet tea. Hey, whatever you do, don't clean it up. I can lick it right out of there.
Look who's been walking around with a superpower all these years, and it took the CMAs to unleash it.
It actually wasn't
now, like
the
Flash. He gets hit by lightning. Superman goes to another planet. Spider-Man's bitten. He wants the CMAs.
And it was also that commercial that we couldn't find yesterday because it, I guess the spot expired. It's the one that it starts out with Luke Bryan saying,
"Hi, I'm Luke Bryan."
And so I've heard it enough times. I was drinking one night listening to the Eagle and I heard the spot and I just said,
"I can do that."
Okay. Look. Would you like to hear another one, Kenzie?
Yeah.
Hi, it's me again, Luke Bryan from the Luke Bryan Shopping Network. Don't forget our Sunday mega sale on Jason Waite brand products. Try out Jason Waite butt wipes. Each one of these soft butt wipes is emblazoned with the...
Do you know who he's talking about, Kenzie?
No, but it's still funny.
You were here when we played the audio of that guy refusing to talk to Louisville PD.
Oh, yes. I knew I recognized the name. Okay. Gotcha.
That's not who he's directly referring to. We just thought it was a good name to use.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, it's me again, Luke Bryan from the Luke Bryan Shopping Network. Don't forget our Sunday mega sale on Jason Waite brand products. Try out Jason Waite butt wipes. Each one of these soft butt wipes is emblazoned with the face of Jason Waite. Do you not consent to having your butt covered in nasty, stinky old doo-doo? Well, fear not. Jason Waite brand butt wipes are super effective at cleaning up your duty. But that's not all. Just like the real Jason Waite, these butt wipes will devour up urine, cat, dog, and baby duty. And they even work great at cleaning up dirty sand cheeses. Need to pee but can't stop.
All right, I missed that one when I was producing this one.
Kinsey looks like she's preparing for a nuclear bomb blast.
I love this for so many reasons. I like for somebody else to have the spotlight and be able to do it well. And I don't have to think about anything.
Neither do I when I do it. Just let it all go.
Real Jason Waite, these buck wipes will devour up urine, cat, dog, and baby duty. And they even work great at cleaning up dirty sand cheeses. Need to pee but can't stop what you're doing? Jason Waite is here to help with a Jason Waite portable urinal. Each portable urinal is shaped like Jason Waite's stupid fat head. You can experience the joy of peeing directly into Jason Waite's gaping maw. And just like the real Jason Waite, each portable urinal can hold up to 1.33 liters of smoking hot urine. Order before 3 p.m. on Sunday.
So gross.
What is a maw?
Like mouth.
Oh.
There's just like a hint of Kermit the Frog. Please tell me I'm not the only one that hears
no,
it.
No, we hear that. We also hear Hank from
King of the Hill.
Yeah.
There's also a little. I also heard today there's a little bit of old Cowboys coach Wade Phillips.
Mm-hmm.
So anyone that's kind of got the then and then Gomer, of course, Gomer Pyle.
I just keep picturing a Kermit the cowboy hat on and Dan's face.
Yeah, we tried to get him to sing the Rainbow Connection yesterday. Couldn't do it.
I couldn't remember all the words.
Cleaning up dirty sand cheeses. Need to pee but can't stop what you're doing?
Jason Waite is here to help with the Jason Waite Portable Urinal. Each portable urinal is shaped like Jason Waite's stupid fat head. You can experience the joy of peeing directly into Jason Waite's gaping maw. And just like the real Jason Waite, each portable urinal can hold up to 1.33 liters of smoking hot urine. Order before 3 p.m. on Sunday and get 2 for 1. That's the kind of hot deals you only get on the Luke Bryan Shopping Network. Check local TV listings for details.
We need a break?
Yeah.
We got time for this one outtake where Dan didn't make it.
Mm-mm. You can experience the joy of peeing directly into Jason Waite's gaping mosh. Hi, I'm Luke Bryan.
The Russ Martin. We'll be back. Show.
Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
All right, here we go. First check on traffic over the MyPlates.com traffic center. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Supercuts. Traffic's already kind of crappy. We'll start off in Dallas. Southbound 67, right at Redbird Lane. Got an accident there blocking the left lane. Traffic's backed up back to Hampton Road. Also in Dallas, southbound I-35, right at Northwest Highway. Got an accident blocking the two right lanes. Traffic there is jacked up all the way back from Sandy Lake. That one has hazmat crews out there right now. It's probably going to be there for a while. Still in Dallas, northbound 75, just before Carruth Haven. Got an accident blocking the two left lanes. Traffic is backed up back from Woodall Rogers.
Oh, man, this is great. Look at this chopper, man. They're so high.
I know, man.
Look at the cars.
Okay. Finally in Dallas, southbound on the tollway. Between Royal and Wallet Hill, road construction there has that right lane shut down. Traffic is backed up back from Spring Valley.
Oh, I can see it. It's all backed up.
I'm Alfie Coy.
Is it ever going to get loose?
I'm Alfie Coy. And Luke Bryan.
That's me.
And KEGL's Black Thunder.
Almost got stuck. Eagle weather brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Tonight, clear skies, 49 for the low. Then tomorrow, partly cloudy and a high of 69. Right now, it's 67 at 97.1 The Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
That's you, Luke.
It is? Oh, I mean, it is. That's my reindeer song. Run. Oh, sorry.
Alfie, don't want to take any of these before we move on.
Line two.
Yes, Tim.
Hey, I just wanted to thank Dan for almost getting me arrested.
Why?
Apparently, I was swerving over the road laughing so hard, and the cop pulled me over and thought I was drunk.
So, what did you tell him?
I just told him I was listening to the show, and he looked at me kind of funny and started laughing and said, yeah, that guy's pretty funny. And told me, have a nice day.
Did you tell him? You kind of sound like Luke Bryan's brother.
Yeah. Are we related, Tim?
I have no idea.
Oh my God!
I have to call my mama on that one.
Oh my God, we're kin, reunited, and it feels so weird.
I know you're my long lost brother. Yeah.
Hey,
right, thank
you. Well, Tim, real quick, we don't have no kids together, do we? I'm being serious.
I'm not.
Tim, you need to answer this.
It sounds kind of funny. I'm stuttering, but I have no idea.
If you don't answer, I'm just going to shove you down the stairs. I've done it before. My house is 18 stories tall.
You got a pretty strong sex drive.
Very.
It's got to be pretty strong if you'll dig up Buck Owens.
Now, I was just for a cuddle. I can't help it if things happened.
They did.
Oh,
All right, let's calm down. I know. I'm drinking.
I believe I'll join you.
Talk to Kenzie while I'm drinking.
Kenzie, how you doing?
Good.
Are you a big fan of Luke Bryan?
I am now.
And again, you know, we're the only rock station in the country talking about the winner of the CMAs.
Easily. That's one of those I'd like to be in the national programming, like the iHeart meeting, when all the program directors talk to each other on a conference call. They all share ideas. What are you doing that's working well on your station? Oh, our afternoon show is on the Eagle is talking about Luke Bryan. Other programmers in the round of country just must think our guys are just making stuff up. And they just don't want to share anything.
You got secrets and you're hiding them, aren't you? Mm-hmm. No. Yesterday, they talked about Luke Bryan.
And?
For over an hour. And played Christmas music off the air, but played it through the Clear Channel server so it would show up on the playlist.
And Motown, remember?
We play Motown, but I don't think we were playing it off the air. We figured out that Clo can load Christmas songs into the Clear Channel server on my board, and I can fire it off, but I don't have to turn the volume up. So it still shows on iHeart. Now playing on the Eagle, here comes Santa Claus. So not only were people listening to the show yesterday, they were sitting in their cars looking at the RDS display, seeing what we were going to play next that they weren't going to hear.
Oh, my gosh. That's what comes across the radios?
Yeah, we got a lot of screen caps of
you know,
a George Strait Christmas and Luke Bryan's reindeer song.
That's awesome.
Yeah, somebody will call here in a second and tell us what we're playing now. That's being displayed on their radio.
So much power.
And it makes me mad. It took me 4 years to figure out that we could do this.
Well, you know, with some superheroes, it takes a little time to realize what you've got. So, I mean, I think within another, you know, just a few days, you'll be ready to join the Avengers.
I wouldn't even need a transmitter.
Mm-mm.
In fact, I got money that says they'll just take it away from me.
They may try.
I want to hear the beginning of the real Luke Bryan.
Award for Entertainer of the Year goes to Luke Bryan.
First of all, I've never met Garth. Hey, Garth. Can I hug you again? Thank you. Thank you, God above. Thank you so much.
What is it, Kenzie?
It's dead on.
Some angels in heaven. My brother and sister are up there and making this night possible for me. To everybody in my world that's put this moment in my life together, thank you so much.
That's the other thing I like. I don't like country music. But I like country music artists.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't just thank God. They'll thank their family. They'll thank everybody that put them in that situation to be able to win that award or, you know, be able to use their talent. Kanye, it's me.
Yeah.
I'm Jesus.
I want to thank myself.
I like to thank a lot of other people, but I was the only one in the room when I was making my magic and walking into that street pole.
It's still my favorite.
What?
Kanye?
He walked into a street pole.
Paparazzi, they were, somebody was just recording. They weren't really chasing him. It was just somebody, looks like it was recorded with a smartphone. Kanye sort of off in the distance. He's walking up the street. He's looking down so he doesn't have to make eye contact. And they're going, Kanye! Kanye! Then he said something like, shut up. And then you hear this loud.
Oh my God.
Walk dead into it with his head.
Do you have the clip? I'm so excited.
I'll tell you right now, Dan don't keep nothing good.
I'm not sure if I even had the original on that.
You think I did?
It's possible. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Let me look. Let me search Kanye. Here's one where he's saying, shut up. Maybe this is it.
What's good, Kanye?
Don't ask me questions, man.
Have a good one, brother. Happy belated birthday, bro.
Shut up.
No, that's not it. I don't have it. All I'm sure it's just an absolute joy for the paparazzi to follow around
Luke Bryan?
Yeah. Because he's going to want to talk and hug them all.
I know.
Oh, look at all you guys. And your pretty cameras. Here, oh, my goodness. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to step on your toe there. Hang on. I'm going to stand and y'all want a picture? Come here. I'll pose with you. You smell nice.
Do you like lavender?
I love lavender. And chamomile. Lilies. And a bunch of other words I cannot pronounce.
Since we're in the middle of writing the our Christmas special, we're trying to decide on characters for the three wise men. So we knew one of them was going to be Jewish, bitching about stuff.
Yes.
The other guy, we'd probably make him black. And yeah. We couldn't think about a third one. And all of a sudden, we decide, all right, the third wise man is Luke Bryan.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Who's Jesus?
You don't know who Jesus is?
No, I thought we were just following the big glowy thing. By the way, what is myrrh?
I think it's gold. But he's not getting gold. He's getting pyrite.
Mm.
That and cubic zirconiums.
That seems kind of bigoted.
And stop asking if we're going to stop soon.
I'm curious. I'm hungry. And I've got to pee.
What do you want to stop?
I don't know. I'm about a Buc-ee's.
There are no Buc-ee's here. There's a Stuc-ee's.
Ooh, Stuc-ee's.
Do you like log rolls?
Oh, log roll? Oh, my God. I love log rolls.
I don't even know if I'm doing a decent Jewish voice.
Christmas special is done.
I still sound like that stupid aardvark from the cartoons.
Maybe it's better just to say that you're...
An aardvark?
Yeah, that you're the aardvark wise man.
Do it again.
Hey, Ant. Can we stop for some ants? How do you do? So we got part of that. I'm sorry, Kenzie, we're going to have you play Jesus, but I think we're going to let Little Russ do that. We'll get you another part.
What about me?
Hey, Dan.
Yes, Russ.
When Kenzie's around,
right?
Tell her somebody else is going to get the part of baby Jesus, but we'll get her something else.
Okay, I know she'll be crushed, but I'll make a note of it to let her know next time I see her.
Okay. Okay.
I wanted to be baby Jesus.
Little Russ has to be baby Jesus.
Yeah,
because he's going to have to say things that you're not going to feel comfortable with.
And it's funnier in that voice than mine. Mine's like an old man voice. So that wouldn't really work.
Let's see. Don't worry. It's a big story. We'll get you something.
Thanks.
Lots of parts.
What, Alfie?
Line two.
Oh. Is it Sterling?
Hello?
Yeah. Sterling?
Yes, sir.
Good.
Oh, yeah, I just wanted to know, it's Randy Travis, Underneath the Mistletoe.
Do you enjoy that song?
Yeah, I do, man. I think Luke Bryan liked it a lot, too.
I'm glad we could play it for you. What did he say?
I think he said something about Luke Bryan liking the song as well.
Oh.
That was Randy Travis, Mistletoe?
Under the Mistletoe.
Yeah, that.
What do I want to do? You want to do a little news first?
We can.
Okay.
I have some audio as well.
Well, let's just at least get into birthdays because we're going to have to break here pretty quick.
All right.
Your attention, please. Ladies and gentlemen, now the man to whom the news wouldn't be the news without the news, Dan O'Malley.
Thank you, Chuck Morgan. Today is Friday, November 7, 2014. Birthdays today. That was really cool, by the way.
That was supposed to be for your birthday. We were a little late.
Ah, that's awesome. So that was a new recording?
Yes.
Oh, I thought that was from the White Trash Party intro.
No. Here.
Your attention, please. Ladies and gentlemen, now the man to whom the news wouldn't be the news without the news, Dan O'Malley.
I love you guys.
Yeah.
Birthdays today. Lord is 18. Documentary director Morgan Spurlock is 44. From the Brady Bunch, Christopher Knight is 57. Joni Mitchell is 71. Johnny Rivers is 72. And Billy Graham is still kicking at 96.
Give me a second. Yes, Jordan. Jordan.
Yeah.
What do you want?
I was going to tell Russ about...
On the air. Let's go.
I've been making fun of my buddy Luke Bryan for the past year, man. And my girlfriend hates it. And whenever you're she's in the car, we're usually listening to you. And now that you're making fun of Luke Bryan, we can't even listen to you anymore. She's getting so mad right now. She's turning flaming red.
Why don't you hand the phone to her? Take over.
Hey, he wants to talk to you.
Take over, Luke.
Oh, no, she's not having any part of it.
Tell her just for a second.
Oh, she doesn't want any part of it.
Is she that mad?
She's that mad.
Why?
Tell her if she...
She loves Luke Bryan.
Tell her if she talks just for a second, we'll stop.
Hey, he said he'll stop. He said it's unforgivable. She loves him too much.
Damn.
Okay. Then we're going to do it the rest of the day.
Please do it. I'm crying, laughing. She's too mad. It's great.
What's her favorite Luke Bryan song?
What's her favorite? Drunk on You.
If she talks to us, we'll play it.
Baby, he said if he talks to us, we'll play it. Come on. If you don't, I'm going to make fun of him. And I'm a little drunk on you.
And this, like that, baby? This is the time that chicks jump out of cars.
Just waiting for the 911 call.
Damn, he didn't say what his girlfriend's name was. Did he tell you, Alfie?
He did not.
What was his name, Jordan?
Jordan.
Let's talk to Jordan's girlfriend.
Hey, Jordan, lady. How are you doing? What are y'all doing later? You gonna make steak? Hey, a quick question, Jordan's girlfriend. Do you like whales? Hey, can someone vacuum my lap? I think Jordan's lady needs a spot to sit.
My phone thing's not on. I was going to play whatever his girlfriend.
I bet I could take Jordan's girlfriend. I just got to roll up in my big, fat truck.
Your nondescript van.
Oh, well, that too. I also have my nondescript van. Rolling on 35.
I wish he had just laid the phone down just so we could listen.
Oh, I know. Just hearing her yell at him would have been fun.
You better call up there and you better straighten them out. You come stop making fun of Luke Bryan. Been a fan for his forever. It's the only reason I bought a Honda.
Hang on. That makes sense for a reason. I forget why.
Luke Riley Honda.
Thank you.
There it is.
Little delay.
Yeah, if I don't get it.
Good job, Alfie.
No, man.
All right, back to news.
Did you want to start it again?
Whatever you want.
And now with the news, Dan O'Malley.
Thank you, Chuck. The U.S. Army has removed a policy that said it was acceptable to refer to black service members as Negro and issued an apology on Thursday. The United States Army fully recognized and promptly acted to remove outdated language in Army Regulation 600-20 as soon as it was brought to our attention. That's according to an Army spokesman in a statement.
You didn't read the headline like I edited it.
Oh, that's my bad. I didn't even notice that. Army apologizes for Negroes.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
They continued in the statement saying, "We apologize to anyone we offended." Until it was corrected, the regulation stated that terms such as Haitian or Negro can be used in addition to black or African American. The new policy limits the acceptable terms to just black or African American. An Army spokesman also said on Wednesday, the use of the word comes from an outdated section. Now it's been updated.
Obviously, it's not as offensive as the N-word.
No.
Because I'll say Negro, but I don't even know. Was this something that just slipped by from outdated material? They were updating Army rules, regs, whatever.
Yeah, it's one of those things that no one really notices because it's some of the stuff they really probably don't even read that often, even when they do the review process every so often. You just assume, I'm sure that's fine, it's good, whatever. And then someone decides to really go through it and be detailed, and they realize, yeah, we should take that out before something bad happens.
Did they adjust any other ethnic references? White people still Caucasian?
Yeah, I think that's still acceptable. Okay. But yeah, they took out Haitian and they took out Negro. But you would still assume that Haitian would be okay if, in fact, someone is Haitian.
I think, you know, why not just leave it blank and fill in what you like to be called? Like, what would your race be? You can't read lips.
The microphone's in the way.
Well, my race is Luke Brown.
Your own race.
I can see them sitting around going, all right, we got to review this. All right, take that word out, especially since a lot of times we send them into jungles.
Oh, God.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
405, this is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles' Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Supercuts. Traffic sucks bad right now, and it's all in Dallas. We'll start off southbound on the tollway between Royal Lane and Walnut Hill. Road construction there has the right lane shut down. Traffic is backed up back to Spring Valley. Also in Dallas, northbound 75 just before Carruth Haven. Got an accident there blocking the two left lanes. Traffic is backed up back from Woodall Rogers. Still in Dallas, eastbound 635 just before the tollway. Got an accident there blocking the right center lane. Traffic is backed up back from I-35. And finally in Dallas, southbound I-35 right at Northwest Highway. Got an accident blocking the two right lanes. Traffic is backed up back from the bush. If you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. Phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Tonight, clear skies, 49 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, a high of around 69. Right now, it's 68, a 97.1 The Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
Dan, on your computer, can you pull up the video stream really fast and see if it's rolling?
I can try.
I think you have to sit through a Ustream commercial. Or...
Yeah, usually. Hang on, just make a little play triangle. Click. We'll do the Jeep commercial.
Okay. Well, it's been long. I just need to check and make sure it's going out.
25 seconds.
Okay. Alfie, who's on hold?
That is Captain Howard.
All right. Ask him if he would hold for a second.
Got it.
Got it yet, Dan?
10 seconds.
Okay.
It's a cool looking Jeep.
Mm-hmm.
It apparently crushes turns.
It's a long commercial.
It's 30 seconds. Now I can skip ahead. Wow, that's really tight on me.
Mm-hmm. See what it says? The microphone flag?
Ah, hell. I can live with that.
Okay.
Because my eyes are trained to look past the mic flag. The last time you said to read something was at the bottom of the logo.
Oh. No, the mic flags that say, you know, whatever show, everybody does it. It's either the station or the show. While Dan was out of the room, we replaced his with Luke Bryan.
That's my name.
But it's a really tight shot, so let me back it up.
That's too close.
Well, if we didn't zoom in, you couldn't see it. How's that, Kenzie?
Perfect.
Okay. Not playing around off the air. Captain Howard?
How are you today, Russ?
I do not consent to this conversation. Okay.
So it's under duress.
If you want to, but obviously I have to talk to you because since I've been deputized, you are my captain.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is true. I'm glad you understand that.
Are you turning left?
No, no.
What's that noise?
Well,
you're turning
not
left.
Not anymore. I'm going straight.
Why is your blinker on? Are you that old?
No, I'm not that old.
Gas pedal is on the right, brake on the left.
What were you calling about?
Well, you know, you were talking about the term Negro in the Army. Mm-hmm. And I was in the Army, and I'm just going to say this. I never heard anybody called by their race. I heard people called private, soldier, stupid, dumbass, knucklehead. But I never heard anybody called by their race. It was pretty much, once you put on the uniform, it was soldier.
Do they need? They have to keep some type of a quota in the military? So many blacks, whites, whatever.
No.
Well, so
no,
why is that even on the form?
I don't even know. And like I say, when I went in the Army, that was the most diversified group I'd ever seen. And nobody cared that you were white, black. That we had people from Puerto Rico. Everybody was a soldier. You put on a uniform, you were a soldier. And all the rest of it was kind of stupid.
And that's the whole idea of the uniform, so everyone is uniform.
Uniform, yeah, that's kind of what it means. Everybody's the same.
So have you spent your retirement so far?
Well, so far I've been doing a little teaching, a little golfing, a little philosophizing, but other than that, nothing.
What do you teach?
I'm teaching at Navarro College. I teach criminal justice and the police academy.
Hmm. Hey, how long can a police officer hold somebody on the side of the street while they're questioning them? They're being detained, but they're not arrested.
You know, that's very subjective. You're really, as soon as I detain you, you're under arrest.
Well, you know, your scenario was different because you were in charge of the DUI task force, and then when you became commander of SWAT, once you're there, somebody's either going to jail or going to die.
Right. Right. But if you're investigating an offense and there is reasonable suspicion to believe that there is crime afoot, which that's what the Constitution says, I can hold you there until I determine that you're not involved.
Okay. All right, do you know why I'm asking this question?
No, I guess not.
Okay.
I missed that.
There was a story early this week, Dan?
Yes.
This guy got stopped in Louisville. He didn't, I don't know why, but immediately before the cops could even say anything to him, he started with, he's walking on the street, I do not consent to this conversation. And it went that way for about 25 minutes until they finally got, he matched the description of somebody. They went and got the witness, drove the witness by, said, no, that's not him. So they let him go. Then he has a full-blown fit because they held him for so long. And
right.
This guy tried to get the TV coverage. We got a hold of the audio. We played it. This guy, I don't know what he's got, but he's got something because he's maniacal at the very end of the video when they let him go.
Right. And again, if you're approached by a police officer who has every right to come up and talk to you, probably if he had told him what was going on from the beginning instead of, I'm not talking to you, he would have gone on his way. I mean,
well, you know, he didn't even know unless he left something out of the video he posted online. The very beginning, he didn't know what they wanted. They could have been looking for witnesses for something.
Right. Right. I mean,
well, I tell you what, I'll play you like 20, 30 seconds of the audio.
All right.
Let me over. I don't consent to any conversation.
Can you hear that over the phone?
Yeah, I don't consent to any conversation.
Okay.
I'm backing up. I'm not.
Okay. What's going on?
I do not consent to this conversation. These guys, what's your name? Okay. What's your guys' two names? Excuse me, sir. What's your guys' two names? What's your guys' two names?
I'm going to jump past this.
All right. So what's going on over here at the Valero?
I do not consent to any conversation.
Okay.
Are you going to talk to me?
I do not consent to this conversation.
Okay.
Did you know you're not allowed to talk to me after I say I do not consent to this conversation?
I can actually still talk to you.
Would you like to comment on that part, Captain Howard?
Yeah, I mean, he's just being, in the vernacular, stupid. Instead of saying, hey, what are y'all looking for? Or them saying, hey, we're trying to find a suspect, or you match the description, or we think you might have witnessed something. This whole, I don't consent to the conversation. Well, then stop talking to me if you don't consent, stupid. You know? at that point, they probably realized, okay, this guy was probably not smart enough to be a criminal. And, you know, he's just being stupid.
And he posted this on YouTube with the title of Louisville cops pull a taser on an innocent citizen and then get owned.
Right.
And he did. And he was also walking around, according to one of the sources I have. He didn't record the video with a phone. He was walking around with like a 10, 12-year-old camcorder, which used to be about the size of bricks.
Right.
So what is that? What were you waiting on?
Right. And ask yourself this. When's the last time you just walked around looking for something to happen? And you've got a camcorder, and he probably had a bag phone that he had on his side. You just didn't see it.
And, like from Saved by the Bell.
Oh, yeah.
Waiting for something to happen. I mean, who does that? I mean, it's somebody who's trying to find something to post on YouTube that nobody's going to look at.
I'll play a short clip of the audio when they've driven the witness by. They said that's not him. They gave him his ID back, said, we found out it's not you. You can go.
Okay.
Here's your ID back. The people that Joe showed by as a witness said that you weren't the person, okay? Appreciate the time.
Dude, right? What the hell, man? Hey. You gave me all that grief?
We didn't give you
anything. Man, y'all some punks, man.
Hey, Jason.
No, dude, that's wrong, man. That's wrong. Shame on you, man. Shame on you. So you got a guy that now shows that? What up?
We have a job to do, okay?
That ain't no job. What's up with that, man?
You have a good day.
That is jacked up.
All right.
That's jacked up, man.
They're walking back to their squad cars. They're done with him, and he's still following them. And then, once they get in the cars, they go down the street. They're all stopped at a red light. This Jason guy is now chasing them on foot so he can scream at them in traffic.
Look at him, guys. Let's go get him. Woo! Freedom! Woo! We ain't just gonna preach, we're gonna teach. Woo!
Keep in mind, he's by himself, so he's talking to himself.
Busted! Y'all straight up busted, man. You're busted. Hey, you busted, man. Both of y'all.
At this point, he's screaming at cops sitting in their cars. And then cop cars drive off. And then he's screaming at traffic.
Here. Yeah, man, punks. Peace, peace, peace. These police pulled me over here. I had my video camera. They left me alone. I wasn't even doing nothing. These poor chops. Police over here.
Yeah, I think you even came up in conversation. I said, I think Captain Howard would have just rolled down his passenger window and tased him through the window and drove off.
Right. The fact that he uses the term police, he's been handled before. He has experience with the police. And
the research we did, he does.
Right. And, you know, that comes down to, it sounds like maybe a few too many energy drinks, maybe a little meth, and trade school really shouldn't have holidays during the middle of the week.
Oh, he threw that out at one point. He goes, really, you're going to stop a guy with a degree from North Texas, and I have attorneys? And he threw out some prepaid legal firm in Fort Worth. And then he throws out the do you know who I am? No. Well, you should know who I am, even though none of us has figured it out.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, now this John Waite guy, He was mad at Steve Eager because Steve Eager made fun of him. We said something. This guy's threatened me and also posted, he says, oh, and there are rumors that you take your foundation money and you use it for your own private purposes.
Right. I mean, the guy's a nut. First of all, Steve Eager, I know Steve Eager, not very intimidating, little guy. But, you know, this guy's just a nut job. And fortunately, Louisville handled him pretty well by just saying, okay, you're not the guy, and they blew him off.
Well, he got mad because at one point he wouldn't obey any of the orders. One of the officers said, sit down. And he said, I don't have to do anything. And I think he stuck his hand in his pocket for a second, so he got a taser pulled on him. Didn't get tased.
Right.
But then he wigged out about that. You pulled the taser on me. Your captain's going to find out. Your city managers, everybody's going to know. Okay. Didn't tase you. Didn't you die?
Right. Didn't tase you. Didn't use the Dando LE on it.
That damn, Captain.
We wrote that one for you.
Right, I knew you did. I could tell by listening to it. That's what he really needed. And he'd probably be a better person today if he had the Dando LE.
Look at that. He cracked himself up.
Yeah. I when all this happened, after I watched the 25-minute video, whatever, I sent an email to Chief Kerbo with Louisville.
Right.
And I said, any take on this bonehead, whatever? And his response, it was just cut and dry, but it did say, I'm paraphrasing, I'm glad the video was out there so the citizens can see that Louisville officers are they're into communication and also polite, courteous, as they protect people, idiots. He was a little more kind than I've.
Right, right. And you've said it before, for every one video that shows an officer doing something they shouldn't, there's 99 that show they did what they should have or even more than what they should have.
And I brought that up when all of this stuff broke Monday, Tuesday, whatever. I said, with all the bad videos, what is it, Dan?
Nothing.
Oh, I thought you wanted something. With all the bad videos of cops on YouTube, because that's the only thing that people want to see. I said, if you just got a video of somebody walking up to a police officer and saying, thank you, boss, for what you do. I appreciate it. Walk off. You want nothing else. I said, if you posted that, that's more likely to go viral now because it's going to stand out. The next day, I get an email from a 15-year-old kid in Fort Worth who did exactly that. He heard me talk about it, walked up to a Fort Worth officer, said, thank you for what you do, and walked off.
That was Connor, right?
Yes.
I saw that. And I don't know if you really understand. That means a lot to an officer when somebody just walks up for no reason, not because they're trying to get out of a ticket or they're in a situation, they just walk up and say, thank you. That means a lot to an officer.
And it meant a lot to me. First of all, I've only gotten one video so far, and it was surprising. The first one I got was from a 15-year-old young man that said, yeah, that needs to be done. And we talked to Mayor Price about it. First of all, I hope Connor's friends, he influences them, and I also hope that moment stuck with that police officer.
Right. I can guarantee it stuck with the police officer, and he should be able to influence his friends. I don't think Mayor Price can fix your tax assessor problem, though.
You are a nosy mother.
I don't think she's going to work on that. I was just reading that in her voice. Sorry. Just trying to be helpful.
Yeah, I'm married now. I don't have to worry about tax assessor collector, by the way. Hey, we sent you your bill back in October.
Yeah, not my problem.
Like, I'm going to pay all of that in October and let you keep it for 2 or 3 months.
Right. I've got a new arena. I don't have to worry about that.
I got an event I want to talk to you about off the air. So is it okay to call you later?
Sure. Give me a call.
All right. Thank you, Captain.
As always, Russ, be careful.
All right. Bye-bye. Yeah. What do I do?
Mm-hmm. By the way, Tim Powers, your attorney,
yes.
He emailed saying about the Jason Waite thing and being detained. Mm-hmm. He says, FYI, Supreme Court believes that a detention up to 28 minutes is presumptively constitutional if there is a basis for the detention. He sent that from the plane.
T- Tim?
Yeah.
Where's he going?
Don't know. He just said listening to the show on the plane.
Oh. Yeah. Well, with the other things that the Jason Waite guy said about me, I couldn't care less. First of all, I don't like calling me an alleged alcoholic. I'm an alcoholic. You take the alleged off, or we're going to court over that one. But saying that I misappropriate foundation funds,
right?
He's going to get paper from Tim Powers. And I was able to, we know he moved, so he's got a new address.
Mm-hmm.
And just accidentally, with contacts I have, I know which apartment complex it is. So, he keeps mouthing, he is going to end up in court. And you can hide behind, oh, rumor has it. You can say, rumor has it, you're gay. Hey, I ain't gay all the time. I believe it.
Mm.
But you say anything about anyone on my show or my foundation, and that's when it's Old Testament time.
And you'll cause a ruckus just to be in his world, just to be something awful that he has to deal with on some day. Because you could, if you really wanted to, sue him. And at which point, it's going to cost him a pretty penny to hire an attorney, unless gloriously he would decide to defend himself. And you would do it just to mess with him.
Let's see. If I sued him, probably would end up, I guess it would go to a Collin County court.
Mm-hmm.
Tim Powers practices in Collin County. He used to be the assistant DA. So
I like your odds.
I think things would work. Yeah, Jason sounds smart enough. Jason Waite sounds smart enough to defend himself.
Yeah, I mean, he said he's buds with the Ross and Matthews.
Well, he also says he's got a degree from North Texas.
Oh, see, now I'm going to rescind everything I just said.
Well, he's got a degree, so he's smart enough to defend himself.
You
end up in Judge Coors' court, he's going to put you to death. This is just a civil suit. I don't care. Rusty, shoot him. My name is Leon. You're Rusty. Shoot him.
Did you say Judge Coors?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Judge Coors is in Tarrant County, I'm just saying.
No, I know. What I heard you say was Judge Queers.
That's what you heard.
I don't think he...
And when I get a text later, I'm going to make sure that Judge Coors knows that you said Queers.
I bet he heard it, too.
Are we late?
Yes.
Well, we still got time for this.
Ooh.
All right. Hi, it's me again, Luke Bryan from the Luke Bryan Shopping Network. Don't forget our Sunday mega sale on Jason Waite brand products. Try out Jason Waite butt wipes. Each one of these soft butt wipes is emblazoned with the face of Jason Waite. Do you not consent to having your butt covered in nasty, stinky old doo-doo? Well, fear not. Jason Waite brand butt wipes are super effective at cleaning up your duty. But that's not all. Just like the real Jason Waite, these butt wipes will devour up urine, cat, dog, and baby duty. And they even work great at cleaning up dirty sand cheeses. Need to pee but can't stop what you're doing? Jason Waite is here to help with a Jason Waite portable urinal. Each portable urinal is shaped like Jason Waite's stupid fat head. You can experience the joy of peeing directly into Jason Waite's gaping maw. And just like the real Jason Waite, each portable urinal can hold up to 1.33 liters of smoking hot urine. Order before 3 p.m. on Sunday and get 2 for 1. That's the kind of hot deals you only get on the Luke Bryan Shopping Network. Check local TV listings for details.
All right, we'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show, afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
4:39, another check on traffic over the MyPlates.com traffic center. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the Don Davis Auto Group. Traffic sucks, right? Bad, real bad right now. Here's the very worst of it. We'll start off in Dallas. Northbound on the tollway just before Keller Springs, got an accident there blocking the right center lane. Traffic's backed up back in Forest. Also in Dallas, northbound 75 just before Carruth Haven, got an accident there blocking the two left lanes. Traffic there is backed up all the way back from I-30. Still in Dallas, southbound I-35, right at Northwest Highway, got an accident there blocking the two right lanes. Traffic is backed up back from the bush. Let's move into Denton, southbound I-35E, right at State School Road, got an accident there blocking the left lane. Traffic is backed up back from North Texas Boulevard. In Fort Worth now, westbound I-20, right at Crowley Road. Got an accident there blocking the right lane. Traffic is backed up back from 35W. Hi. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. Tonight's low 49. Tomorrow, partly cloudy skies and a high of almost 70. Right now, it's 68 and 97.1 the Eagle.
Hey, man, is that Freedom Rock?
Yeah, man.
Well, turn it up, man.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 the Eagle.
Where the hell Tim Powers is going? And how do you pick up iHeart on a plane?
Wi-Fi.
They provide it on planes now?
I think certain airlines do. And
you have to pay for it.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, most everything on a plane now, if it sounds good or comfy or tasty, then you're paying extra.
He's been doing a lot, I don't know what, but a lot of legal work in Dubai.
He's always been, I say always, as long as I've known him, he's a jet setter. Whether he was flying to Dubai or
Colorado with a bunch of Hooters girls from a store.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I think he also did that to Cabo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Les, anybody want to go to Cabo, Baba? Okay. I pay for everybody. I'm doing it until I find wife. I'm not saying that's how he met Loretta. I don't know how he met Loretta.
I know I've asked him before, but I can't recall it now.
I don't know if he's ever told me that story. Just this smoking hot. I don't know what she is. It doesn't make any difference to me. Just hot. Asian, Filipino.
I think she's Vietnamese.
No. Damn. That's just one of the chicks where you walk past on the street, you have to say, I know you're not supposed to, but it's hard to ignore her. She's just, to me, that's stunning.
She's a beautiful girl.
Well, here comes a chick down the street. Don't say it. Don't say it. Don't say it. Say it.
I want to eat you out!
that just kind of leapt right out of you there, didn't it?
Hot chick Tourette's.
Yeah.
I can't stand it.
I know, and it's sad, too, because clearly he was trying not to say anything. He's like, all right, don't say it, don't say it. This is one of those teachable moments that your therapist, if you have hot chick Tourette's, would tell you about.
And just scream it.
Stay strong.
Okay, stay strong. Don't say it. Think of different things to say.
Call your sponsor.
What? Yeah.
I've made it 4 days since my last outburst.
I got to call my hot chick Tourette sponsor. I done lost all my chips. And I don't know what the age range is between Loretta and Tim, but whatever it is.
It's a lifetime.
It's obviously hasn't been a problem because they've been married for, is it 5 years? What? They just had an anniversary. I don't think it's been 10.
No, it hasn't been that long.
Because I officiated the wedding, which I was surprised he asked me to do it.
Why?
Well, I'm sure both of them belong to a real church. I was honored. He didn't give me no money. No, he did. He put a lot of money in the foundation.
Well, that was nice.
But that's all right. He got all of it back after I got arrested. Lot.
I know.
And Chloe was DJing the wedding. A little pussy spineless bastard. I said, when they're walking down, or when Loretta walks down the aisle, and she gets up next to Tim, on your PA system, play the Amber Alert.
Man, I was in a quandary.
Man, I bet. Chloe, I think you made the right decision.
Because I was getting paid.
Oh, even more so.
And that wedding in itself is another reason I would never do stand-up comedy. Because I wrote some stuff, and I put a few zingers into the marriage ceremony.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Nothing. Ooh. It was a cold, dark crowd, man.
See, that's part of the problem is, especially people weren't expecting comedy at a what is typically a solemn experience, a solemn event.
Yeah, and, yeah, you're right. It's not like I dressed up like Gallagher or Carrot Top or Rip Taylor.
Actually, a Gallagher wedding would actually be cool, because so many weddings now, there's always some portion of it where it's either you both light a candle or you fill something with sand.
Two of you smash a melon together.
Exactly. Yeah.
But I was wearing my funeral church
suit.
Go to court suit.
Yeah.
So I look normal.
They're actually.
But am I right, Chloe? That was a cold, dark crowd.
I was like, I was over there giggling, and I was like, "What's wrong with these people?"
I think that they probably weren't sure if it was okay to laugh. Because that's part of it. Like, if you go to a comedy club, you know, okay, you're supposed to laugh.
And well, it's a wedding. It's a happy event. Yeah, people laugh at funerals when they're just trying to. All right, let's remember the good stuff. Let's lighten the mood a little bit.
Yeah.
But this place, no. It's like there was a sign behind me flashing that said, don't. Oh, everybody else gets an applause or a laughter sign. I just get one that flashes, don't. And I think the ceremony I wrote maybe was a minute and a half. That was years just standing up there.
Well, did Loretta or Tim laugh at all?
Yes.
So they, see, they there got, you go.
Well,
that's
but nobody could see them.
Could they hear you?
The crowd?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a PA system.
Okay, well, I'm just asking. Maybe
I'm never doing that in public again.
Maybe what you should have done was you should have had someone go out and open for you. Get them warmed up.
Like most sitcoms, before they actually start taping, they'll have a comedian go out. Tonight Show, I don't know if Tonight Show did it.
Tonight Show does it, and Letterman does it as well.
Who goes out for Letterman?
I don't know who it is, but they make references to it every once in a while.
I think sometimes with the late night shows, more than likely it'll be someone that's on the writing staff, and they'll go out there and do a few minutes. They might you know, take turns or something.
Mm.
Craig Ferguson will pull out his warm-up comedian and make fun of him on air for having a crap set.
Has he started doing that recently, or has he always done it?
I don't remember when he did it in the past, but he started doing it couple months ago.
I told you. As soon as he decided he was leaving and going on to bigger things, he got into the mode. It's still a good show. It's one of the, if I had to choose, and I really like Letterman, I think I'd pick Ferguson if they were on at the same time.
That's saying a lot coming from you, because you're a huge Letterman fan and you always have been.
Well, Letterman, because to me, Letterman is the should have been the successor to Johnny Carson. Leno, I just... But I like Craig Ferguson, especially somebody who doesn't care, because a lot of it is, what's he on, for like an hour?
Yes, an hour.
An hour. Think of it as just like our show, only tightly edited.
And with a really thick Scottish accent.
And I like the fact that he's a foreigner,
mm-hmm.
but it's not like Piers Morgan.
Yeah.
Who decided he was going to use his position on Headline News, CNN, whatever the hell he was on, as his soapbox to, all right, I'm going to straighten out this country. Craig Ferguson, beginning of his show, always says, it's a great day for America. And it's cool to hear somebody from another country say that.
And it makes sense.
He may have been born here. I don't know.
Well, I think it makes sense coming from him, because he's, you know, the career he has is because he came to this country, you know, to do it. I don't know enough about him back when he was at home in the UK, but I first remembered him as the boss on the Drew Carey Show. So, I mean, this isn't a guy that had zero success before. He was somebody already when he took the job.
I like somebody who's in this country and doesn't start picking it apart. It's like somebody coming over to your house. Really? You bought Ashley furniture? Yeah, I bought Ashley furniture.
Mm-hmm.
Almost the entire house is Ashley furniture. What do you not like about it? Well, I guess it's okay if that's all you can afford. It's quality furniture. I'll beat your ass with it.
Amen.
Don't make me call the fire department over here, bust up my furniture, and kill you with it.
Especially when most people that have way too much money to spend on furniture, that furniture ends up ugly.
Yeah, you've always said that you were surprised. At first, I didn't know what you meant.
Yeah, but it's true.
You said, I'm surprised the way your house is decorated.
I am. Because you have a really nice house. You've done well for yourself, but your furniture is nice. Whereas typically when you look, if you find, go on like realtor.com or something, look at expensive houses that are like $3 million. The furniture is hideous. The decor.
I like said expensive.
Well, it's both. It's expensive, hideous stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I got it. The furniture. Yeah. You mean expensive to you.
Your furniture is nice, but your face right now, a little off-putting.
I know what it looks like.
Anyway, you look at the furniture and then the decor. A lot of it's really ugly. It cost a lot of money, but it's really ugly.
There's just something about European. This has got nothing to do with any of the your ways or whatever. But your high-end European furniture places, it's new wave. It's stupid.
Oh, you're not a fan of modern decor anyway.
Yeah, I don't like if I've got a traditional house. I'm not going to fill it with a bunch of furniture made of chrome and opaque glass.
Yeah, and a couch.
That's cool, though.
What?
I like the modern stuff.
So you hate my house?
No.
You hate my furniture?
No, I like traditional and modern, but not what Dan's talking about, where it's so expensive that it is absolutely hideous, and it's like puke green and beige white and covered in lace and gold plastic circles, and it's just terrible.
So you hate your grandma's house.
Well, she doesn't know what her grandma's house, her furniture looks like. That's all covered up with blankets. Because that's what old people do. Yeah. Hey, let's buy some really nice furniture and cover it with plastic and blankets.
Yeah.
Well, why? So it'll last. How much longer do you think you're going to live?
Yeah.
That's leather. I guarantee you that cow lived longer than you will. Mm-hmm. The only reason that cow's dead is you needed a couch.
Oh, my God.
And floor mat runners everywhere.
It's for high traffic area. Nobody comes to see you. But you and Pawpaw running up and down the stairs, pretending that you're premenopausal, and he pushes you down.
Mm-hmm.
You want to tell me how we got here?
I was about to ask you that.
Alfie, do you know?
Craig Ferguson beating ass with furniture.
Ugly furniture.
How do we start with
Ashley Craig? Furniture, you said.
How do we start with Craig Ferguson?
Talking about warm-up comedians. And I'm out there.
Okay. Got about 2 minutes.
Oh, the wedding. And how nobody laughed at the wedding.
Oh, yeah. I should have had a smart-ass robot and a dancing horse.
At the wedding? That would have been...
It's working for Craig Ferguson now.
It would have been memorable, that's for sure.
Yeah, you're right. I should have sent out somebody to warm up the crowd.
Yeah, that way they'd know it's okay to laugh, have fun, cut loose. Was anybody drinking before you got started?
No, but afterwards it was...
Yeah.
Yes.
See, I think that helps, too, is start getting them lubed up as they show up to sit down.
Man, that was just a cold, dark crowd. That's the closest I've ever come to doing stand-up.
Oh, God.
Because you have to mix, take a real ceremony. Part of it has to be real. And then you just slide in a few ones. But there was, man, that was just frigid. That was frigid and dark.
Where was the wedding?
A dark, frigid place. I think it's a country club.
Okay.
So,
all I know, as soon as I said, man and wife, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. and Mrs. Tim Powers, I went outside.
So you were at the country club, and the crowd was basically all a bunch of Judge Mills.
Well, they weren't a country club crowd. It was Tim's friends.
I know, but
Loretta's
still,
friends.
It's just, I'm in my mind, I'm envisioning you walking in like Rodney Dangerfield and Caddyshack. Right, I'm going to tell jokes to these people.
Hey, look at the suit Tim Powers is wearing. Oh, it looks good on you. No, nothing worked there. Fart jokes, you can forget about that. Normally, that's a crowd pleaser.
Oof, man.
I would have given $5,000 to be able to float an air biscuit right in the middle of it.
You think they would have gotten a laugh?
No. I know it would have from Tim, especially if I threw out the duck line.
Free the ducks?
No, somebody step on a duck.
Oh, my bad.
Free the ducks. Read at least one story before we break.
All right. 18-year-old Daquan Morrell of Brooklyn, New York, went into a corner store on Saturday night and tried to buy $174 worth of stuff with a bad credit card. But the clerk figured out what was going on, confronted him, and blocked the door so he couldn't leave. They started fighting, so Daquan grabbed some Axe body spray out of his bag, fired up his lighter, sprayed some Axe body spray at it, and tried to create an improvised flamethrower.
Axe. I've got Axe body
wash.
I just bought it because it was on sale. The spray, what is that, like hairspray?
Yeah, it's just like a body spray. It's like an aerosol.
Oh, a body spray?
Yeah.
Well, that didn't have any alcohol in it.
Yeah, it didn't work. He basically just made the guy smell really good before he got arrested.
It's got to be dangerous. It says Axe on it. You want something with a flame, you go, I don't even know if they still make this. You go get a good can of Aquanet.
Mm-hmm.
Kenzie, you have any hairspray?
Yes.
Where is it?
At my house.
No, we're not there.
I knew she was.
Well, she always has everything. It's just, it's not here.
You have hairspray? Yep, I do. Can I have it?
Oh, it's wicked full of alcohol. Flames come out of it. You could actually arc weld with it. Really? Where is it? At home.
I'll bring it up sometime.
I wonder if anybody in sales has any hairspray.
I bet they do. Women.
I was thinking Steve Hargett, but he doesn't work here anymore. Huh. Alfie, you want to check during the break?
On it.
Do you have time to run down to two?
Yeah.
Okay. You ever done that with a hairspray can?
Yes, I have. My ex lit.
Is that the way you used to do?
On fire.
Oh.
And his brother lit his hand on fire. On purpose.
Like burned their hand?
Yes. Like spray, hairspray on the hand.
And then lit it.
Fire. Tried to throw fireballs.
Like whatever the new fad is about being in the shower and throwing lighter fluid on yourself.
Oh, yeah. Wait, that was.
It's the same thing. These guys were doing it with hairspray.
Uh-huh.
And you continued to date this guy after he had set himself on fire?
Not that much longer.
What was the breaking point? This has got to be good.
Yeah.
It's like, I had a guy who just set himself on fire.
Punting baby lizards, I think, was my straw.
Okay.
That was the icing on the cake.
Why was he doing that?
I don't know, but it made me cry.
Yeah, I can't even do that with
it was horrible.
Frogs. A snake,
and
if it's coming at me.
I'll kick a snake.
Yeah, I'm going to kick you right in the snake mouth.
No, this was like gather them up, laugh, throw them in the air, and punt them. Like,
no.
It was not okay.
There are certain things in nature I really don't care. I'll run over them.
Spiders.
Spiders, snakes.
Beetles.
Anything from that Jim Stafford song I don't like. But now, I'm not going to pick up something that I know it's going to have feelings and it's going to hurt it. And then you have somebody do that to a dog.
Oof.
I think if I ever witness that, I think I might end up in prison for a long time. If it's one of my dogs.
Oh, God help.
I know it.
Mm-mm.
I had a lady the other day say that she wanted, I was in Walgreens, it was someone just in there, saying she wanted a baby Yorkie, like a baby fluffy, you know, Maltese dog, just so she could punt it like a football. I heard that.
Who was she saying that to?
Another person that worked there.
They say, figure out how it came up in conversation?
No, they were talking about dogs and how she wants this specific kind of dog.
Hey, you want to go play Yorkie football?
Well, yeah.
Yorkie hacky sack?
That happened years ago, too, I'm pretty sure.
No more animal abuse stuff.
No.
It's just something that I'd like to think the majority of the population cannot understand. It's those weird, wicked few. You go, wow, it's a dog. Do you not put together that animal is sort of built like us for a reason? They don't walk on two legs, but still four limbs.
Mm-hmm.
Two eyes. Two ears, two nostrils, mouth, tongue, teeth, pee-pee, boo-hole. How do you not see some type of divine plan there? They got toys. They love to eat vomit.
Ooh, man, they love vomit. When you see a dog, you see the joy on a puppy's face when that fresh vomit hits the floor.
If they knew what Christmas was.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
505, this is KEGL. Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas, over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles' Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle Traffic. I'm sorry, Eagle Traffic is brought to you by Blue Link from Hyundai. A whole lot going on. Traffic sucks all over the Metroplex. Here's the worst of it. Let's start off in Dallas, northbound on the 12. Blue Link from Hyundai. That's something different. Let's drop in Dallas. Sorry, northbound on the tollway. Just before Keller Springs, got an accident there blocking the right lane. Traffic's backed up back from Royal Lane. Also in Dallas, eastbound I-20 right at I-35. Got an accident blocking the right shoulder. Traffic's backed up back from Duncanville Road. Let's move into Arlington. Eastbound I-20 just before Collins, got an accident blocking the right shoulder. Traffic's backed up back from Park Springs in Denton. Southbound I-35E right at State School. That accident there has been cleared out. Traffic's still backed up back from North Texas Boulevard. And finally in Fort Worth, westbound I-20 right at Crowley Road. Got an accident there. It's blocking the right lane. That one has you backed up back from 35W. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. Clear tonight, 49 for a low. Then tomorrow, partly cloudy, a high of 69. Right now, 68 at 97.1 the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 the Eagle.
All right, go ahead, Daniel.
All right, then. Oh, we mentioned this yesterday. The murder-for-hire charges against AC/DC drummer Phil Rudd have already been dropped due to insufficient evidence, but he's still facing charges for threatening to kill and possession of meth and marijuana. He's 60
what was
years
this, New Zealand?
This is in New Zealand. He's 60 years old, but he's not just hanging out. A source told the Sydney Morning Herald that Rudd had been receiving threats recently due to the type of female company he's been enjoying. He says the girls that he gets, working girls in that, their partners get pissed off. He tells them, nah, I'm not paying you. And then the partners come and say they want their money. The amount he spends on company is like someone's yearly wage. He's the Hugh Hefner of Tauranga. That's the name of the town in New Zealand where Rudd lives. Meanwhile, AC/DC posted on Facebook, we've only become aware of Phil's arrest as the news was breaking. We have no further comment. Phil's absence will not affect our new album and upcoming tour.
Well, if he goes to jail, they're going to need a drummer. I hate to be obvious.
Well, what they're saying is that him not being there is not going to affect the tour. We can find a drummer.
Yeah.
I'll do it.
No, you won't.
You can't.
You couldn't even get ready for the white trash party. Your drums have been set up in my studio for 5 months. You ain't touched them.
You haven't asked me.
You never stay after the show.
Because I have homework and I'm sleepy and hungry.
All right, well, why are they here? Do you need to be put down?
You wanted them here, and you've never asked me to play with you.
I think I have.
Multiple times.
And I've done it every
time. And you've lasted 30 seconds every time.
Because the show ends.
No, the show doesn't end. You stop.
And then I start up again.
Dan, put yourself on the stage with AC/DC right now. What's going to happen?
I have
Your
learned.
Legs are going to shake so
you couldn't,
bad.
You couldn't play with us.
You can even play the tambourine.
Yes, I did. I did, too. Captain Howard taught me.
On stage at the White Trash Party.
And I did awesome.
Who told you this?
Captain Howard.
Well, that's part of his technique. Mm-hmm. Hey, how are you doing? I feel surprised that you did awesome.
Man, you did great.
Now, go get in the 18-wheeler. I think I don't know what the first song we ever tried together. I think it was Batman.
Yeah, it might have been that or
and it was like DC. It was a half a minute in, and Kenzie went, I'm out.
Mm-hmm. I'm tired.
We'll be right back.
That was actually, I was counting in my head. That was almost 30 seconds from when she actually started playing. She found the groove, went for about 30, and then burned out.
I got nervous.
Why?
I don't know, because I...
Why did you pick up something, a hobby, whatever, that you know you're going to play in front of other people if you get nervous in front of other people?
But I don't play the drums in front of people. My entire life of drumming as a hobby has been me alone in the house,
and
just me.
What has your goal been?
Nothing. I just do it because it's fun. I'm not trying to, like, make it. I mean, that would be awesome, but I'm not good enough.
You wouldn't like somebody else to hear your work and go, hey, you've obviously worked a long time on that.
Not when it comes to drumming, because I don't think I don't put the time in it for that. You know what I mean? Like, it's
you picked
hobby.
Up, I didn't tell you any of the songs that we're going to do that day. And the Batman thing, that's not exactly, but that's almost where you need to come in with that song. You start with the big kicky thing, whatever that's called.
Bass.
Yeah. Start with that. That's perfect. And then when we start again, we throw in that drum fill. What's your problem about playing in front of people? If I can if I can play in front of people, you should have no issues.
I've always...
Because you got reasons not to be able to play.
I don't know what it is. Wait, what?
Yes, it was an insult. But when we did the Poison song, I don't think I gave you the heads up on that one.
Mm-mm.
I just started. Isn't that right, Chloe?
Exactly.
And then, totally. And then Dan ruined it.
What?
We were on a roll.
But now I
know stand by that, by the way.
You don't seem to critique me as much now that you've got your own country band.
I'll do a song with Dan. A Luke Bryan song right now.
Why just one song, Kenzie? Hi, it's me, Luke Bryan.
Hi.
What song do you want to do next week, Dan?
I'm not thinking in terms of a song, Kenzie, because as CMA's Entertainer of the Year, I need to go on the road. It's time for a tour. And I hugged my last drummer a little too long. So I'm in the market for a new one.
What about me?
So you killed your last drummer?
I wouldn't say I killed him. He's really asleep.
He'd be like a coma?
Perhaps. I left. I left him in the bushes. So as far as I know, he's still alive. He's just really sleepy.
He was alive when I saw him.
Mm-hmm.
I just fell in love with my drummer, and I hugged him and squeezed him.
And called him George.
Let's see. I'm looking at what else I say, Kenzie. I think she got Highway to Hell down.
Yep.
And the reason we stopped that is Everett started singing in the studio, and I knew he was going to end me. And I've got the guitar. I'm having to run the levels on the board. I'm having to watch everything. I wouldn't be able to get to the delay quick enough if he end me.
Yeah, you'd have been reaching for the button with your toe.
Is that a good level?
I think you're good.
That was my favorite thing ever.
Now that song you could probably play all the way through.
Yeah.
With that, because you're not getting tired. It's not really that many beats per minute.
It's not even a tired thing. What happens, I get nervous, and so my joints start to literally, lock up. They kind of actually lock up. I'm working on it, Dan.
What are you working on?
Or Luke.
I would have believed you had you just said that you locked up.
Well, sometimes
I use
the word literally
locked up in that situation if her joints really did. Because people say, hey, I'll lock up. Mm-hmm. But if she said, don't do this to me.
I'm about to.
If she couldn't move her arms because of some joint problem she's got, then they literally did lock up.
No.
All right. Why is that wrong, Luke?
Because if you're going to be literally locked up her joints, that means there's going to have to be some sort of chains, an actual lock attached to them. That would be the literal lock. Otherwise, it means you're just having a spasm.
You just wanted to say spasm, didn't you?
I sure did.
Let's see. Did we do one more?
My muscles get too tight.
I got it. You get tight. You get nervous. You lose your mind, and everything's ruined, and that's why your life is nothing. Is that close?
God.
That was accurate.
Shut up, Luke.
Hey, who's complimented your drum playing?
You just said my life was nothing.
Well, but I balanced it out.
You've got plenty of time to make it worthwhile. Just like me.
Look at me. I was nothing.
I was nothing like 3 years ago or so, whenever it was I was discovered.
And what are you now?
I am the CMA Entertainer of the Year.
You should write an inspiration book.
He's got a whole book of pickup lines. If
okay.
I do. I have a copy over here. I keep it.
Just in case a hot bitch walks
up. Absolutely. You have to be prepared.
What are some of your lines?
Well, what I do is I find a nice-looking country girl in the bar, and then I tell her, hey, baby, I'd like to use your thighs as earmuffs.
Save the, I know you did it yesterday, but save the crayon one for last.
I don't know if I still have that one. Well,
I'd never heard that one before. I don't know if you guys wrote it or it came off the internet, but that was brand new to me.
I think I remember it.
What are some of your other pickup lines from your book, Luke?
Hi, I'm Luke Bryan. Thanks, Russ. I'll tell the ladies, hey, your breasts remind me of Mount Rushmore. My face should be among them. Hey, cutie, you want to go halves on a baby? That's a nice Bible. Can I spank you with it? You mind if I read your t-shirt in Braille? Think about it.
Do some of them not get it, Luke?
Not always. They're not the brightest of young women. Garth got that one, though.
You use that one on him when you hug him on stage at the CMAs?
Mm-hmm. I sure did. Hey, are you a chicken farmer? Hang on, I'll say it again. Are you a chicken farmer? Because you're really good at raising cocks. Do you like pudding? That's really all I got for that one.
Some of your lines, that's all you need is just the opening questions. Mm-hmm. Like yesterday when you asked me about the...
Do you like whales? You want to go on an 8 with me? I'll give you the D later.
Did you get that one, Kenzie?
Yeah, I've heard that one before.
All right, let me turn the mics off. Somebody explain it to me. Oh, I got it.
It's similar. Similar to.
Do you know your ABCs? Because I want to give you the 4th.
Which would be the D.
Oh. All right. 8. Dave.
Give you
the dong.
Give you the D.
That's... That's I had a chick walked up to me in a bar and went...
Hi, I'm Luke Bryan.
Yeah, all right. First of all, we got a problem with that. I wouldn't have gotten that.
It's a new school thing.
Yeah.
The 8?
Yeah.
No.
No, the D.
Yeah.
No, the D is old school.
Well, it is, but calling it the
calling
D.
Calling it that is new school.
Calling it the D?
Yeah, mm-hmm. just that. I'm not saying that in radio edit terms. I mean, that's really what you say is, I want to give you the D. It's like people in real life are almost radio editing themselves to be silly.
Do people say DTF anymore?
I think that'll still happen.
So everybody know what that knows what that one means.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'm just... All right, man, I do. I'm down to fondle.
Woo.
I got some more.
Keep going, Luke.
Do you like ramen noodles? Because I'll be ramming my noodle in you later.
Oh, my God.
Give her the crayon line, then we'll do news.
Okay. Hi, I'm Luke Bryan. Baby, I last longer than a white crayon. Oh, look, she got it.
She also knocked closed camera over.
That is my favorite.
Where's the camera?
That really is the best one I think I've ever heard.
I've never heard it.
Oh, man. Speaking of guitar playing, women... I know, we're all going to be shocked at this. Women are attracted to guys who play guitar.
Man, I know it.
But just how much more attractive does a guitar make you? A new survey found it's really significant. Women say men who play guitar are instantly 90% sexier.
As soon as they just pick one up or start playing?
Just start playing one, yeah. Women say men who play guitar are instantly 90% sexier.
Well, God...
Yeah. God, how low was I before I started learning the guitar? Like, learned a guitar, didn't really pick anybody up. The hell did I look like before I picked up a Gibson?
45% of women say they assume men who play guitar are good with their hands.
But that's the other thing, is I'm not really good with my hands. That's why I don't play the guitar well. And you would have thought after maybe a year... I would stop. It's like Pugs and Kelly with radio. Lose a job, lose a job, lose a job. Go to the internet. Have to beg for money on PayPal. Maybe this is something you can't do. Me? What do? I keep buying more guitars. Maybe but there's a specific kind that I can play.
You've gotten better.
That's like Special Olympics. Don't even. Look how fast you ran. You ran the quarter mile in 6 days.
It's getting better.
Da-day.
So proud of you. 25% of women have dated a guy just because he played guitar, and they
really
and they weren't into anything else about him.
Kenzie, ever date a guy just because of musical instrument?
No.
Mm-mm. But you dated guys who were in bands.
No.
All right.
No.
Okay. I just seems like
a couple of them played instruments, but not like in a band.
Just at home for their own edification.
Man, I've never dated a musician. Wow.
Do you hate musicians?
Weird. No, I love them. That's really weird.
Do you like guys that play guitars?
I mean, if they're nice, okay. Yes and no, but a lot can be kind of man-hoary. That'll be said on air.
I wonder what it is about the guitar, because it's not really an extension of your penis.
I think it's a couple of things. One is, they mention here, they assume it means you're going to be good with your hands. The other thing is, they even sort of mention it here, 57% of both men and women think it's a turn-on when someone is passionate about music. Sometimes it can be something just as simple as a woman happy to see you passionate about something, ambitious about something, yes. Or just putting in effort to learn something.
I know I've been impressed if somebody picked up a guitar and played it and I didn't know they could play.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. To me, that was always kind of, well, I didn't know he knew that trick.
And most
because
of us,
to me, obviously, playing the guitar is a trick, and that's one I ain't learned.
Yeah, because most of us that don't know how to play the guitar or have never really learned, it's an impressive thing. So we're going to point out, we're going to hold someone up on a pedestal a little bit because we all see the difficulty.
And obviously, you look at the lifestyle of all the rock bands, and look at all the bitches he's got to get, and all the crowd when he, you know, Eddie Van Halen, he does his solos. Obviously, there's something sexual in that guitar. We don't know what it is, but I got to get me a Fender.
Uh-huh. And dear,
and I probably got a better chance of playing a real Fender than a guitar.
And it's worked for it's worked for Prince.
I don't think he plays a real car Fender.
No. He does not.
Alfie, what's line three?
Line three is about, I guess, Luke Bryan.
Oh, boy.
Yes, Brad.
Hey, Russ. My daughter is a fan of Luke Bryan's. I'm just wondering if he would like to say hello to her.
Luke, telephone.
Hi. Hello. I'm Luke Bryan.
She got the phone yet?
Hello.
What's your name, sweetie?
My name's Katie.
How old are you?
I'm good. How are you?
No, how old are you?
17.
Are you 17?
Yeah, I'm about to be 18.
What's your favorite Luke Bryan song?
Oh, gosh. Probably Play It Again.
Okay. All right, hang on. I'm going to put Luke on the phone.
Oh, my God.
Katie, hi. It's me, Luke Bryan.
Oh, my gosh.
Did you happen to watch me on the CMAs the other night?
Yeah.
I am so blessed. I am so blessed to have such wonderful fans like you, Katie. I can't thank you enough.
You freaking, oh, I love you so much.
Well, I love you back. Hey, oh, there's a couple things you may not know about me. I'm going to share with just you, okay, Katie?
Okay.
I like root beer floats.
I love root beer floats.
I knew you did. Also, my truck has blue mud flaps.
It's got what?
My truck has blue mud flaps.
Oh, wow. Yeah, my dad just did this for me.
Oh, you've got a good dad. Hey, Katie.
Yeah, I do.
Katie, have you ever heard of the uses of duct tape?
No.
There are many of them.
Oh, yeah?
I can be a little odd during interviews, especially when I'm on a station that doesn't even play my music like the Eagle.
Yeah, I know. My dad told me, I was like, he's on a rock station.
I know, it's weird. My record label's pissed.
Katie, yeah. would you like to maybe hang out with Luke after we're done with him here?
Yeah.
Oh, Katie, do you want to go to the mall with me?
Yeah.
Which mall is your favorite?
I don't have one.
Well, I'll tell you what, you get there in like 20 minutes and I'll see you right there. Hey, have you ever heard of Big Town?
What?
Big Town Mall. It's big.
No.
Well, because I wanted to take you to Big Town because that's where the gun show is.
Oh, gosh.
That's right.
Okay.
I got my tickets.
Hey, Katie, I think Luke Bryan just blew you kisses.
I did.
Would you like him to sing you a song live on the air?
Yeah.
You don't sound excited anymore.
I am excited. I was just kind of nervous. I don't know what to say.
Well, there's not a lot to say.
All right, here we go, Katie.
You're going to go this?
No, I don't want to.
All right.
Katie, girl, shake it for me. Katie, shake it for me. Yeah, shake it for me. How was that?
That was amazing.
Tell all your friends I said, hi, it's me, Luke Bryan.
What?
Oh, nothing. We gots to go.
Okay.
Aerosmith's on the hotline. I'm Luke Bryan.
No, tell your lover.
Oh, by the way, Katie, I love you.
I love you, too.
All right, let's hang out.
Okay.
What if Brad's going to come back on?
Oh, Kate.
Brad.
Yes. Oh, should I tell her?
No. Just keep the radio down. We'll step away from it. But I'm just telling you, off the record, that's a mean sh**, Jack.
Oh my God.
Okay, give him a couple of seconds to turn the radio back up. Well, it's too bad Luke Bryan had to leave.
Yeah. I know. I'm still shocked that his record label actually let him come in here.
I think he did it on his own. Normally, record labels, if you talk to them, they go, okay, we're going to book you for this station. You're going to go on the Wolf in the morning with Hager and Lankenthrope or whoever's over there.
Howler and the Man.
Yeah, and then you'll stop by a Hawkeye and Dorsey show, ride with the Dorsey gang.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and
if you ever wanted to see a really hot, exotic man, Dorsey show, that's the place to go.
Mm-hmm.
Like a Maserati.
Yeah, I guess it makes sense, though. I mean, if Taylor Swift can go from country to pop, Luke Bryan can go from country to rock.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, Luke Bryan left these backstage passes. I wonder what we should do.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
5:39, another check on traffic over the MyPlate.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Let's get started off in Dallas. Northbound on the tollway just before Keller Springs. Got an accident there blocking the right lane. Traffic's backed up back from Royal Lane. Also in Dallas, westbound 183 right at Mockingbird. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. That has traffic backed up onto I-35 back from Woodall. Still in Dallas, eastbound I-20 right at I-35. Got an accident there blocking the right shoulder. Traffic's backed up back from Duncanville Road. In Arlington, also on I-20, eastbound I-20, just before Collins Street, got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back from Park Springs. And in Forest Hill, also eastbound I-20, right at Anglin Drive, got an accident there blocking the left lane. That has traffic backed up back from 35W. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by the DFW Auto Show. Clear skies and 49 tonight. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and a high of 69. Right now, 66 and 97.1, the Eagle.
This is Michael Dorn, Commander Worf from Star Trek The Next Generation. The Russ Martin Show Listeners Foundation supports the families of Dallas-Fort Worth police officers and firefighters who have courageously fallen in the line of duty. Please donate today. Go to RussMartin.com for more information. Thank you.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
What do you got, Alfie?
I got lots of people calling in about the fact that we just had Luke Bryan on.
Yes, Tanya.
Oh, my God. That's the funniest thing I've ever heard. I have been driving and doing nothing but laughing. And I have got stitches from it.
Hold on a second, sweetie. How long has she been on hold?
She's been on hold for about 10 minutes now.
And she's still going? And who knew Dan had this superpower that he'd been sitting on for so long?
It's
so hilarious. I don't even know if she's cursed yet.
No, I couldn't tell you. Most of that wasn't even words.
All right, we were just talking about during the break. Do you think the dad's going to tell her or not?
I don't know. I honestly hope he doesn't, because the rest of the world knowing that and her not knowing it is the funniest thing ever. And he just kind of made a little dream come true, but it's just funny.
I don't know how you explain to your kid, all right, it's a rock station, but CMA Country Artist of the Year, Luke Bryan's on.
Because we're that awesome and your listeners love you that much.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Calm down. Yes, Rob. Rob. That one's gone. What's line two?
He's calling about your guitar playing.
No, I'd rather not hear about it. Why? Is he carrying around a truck full of salt? Yes, Kyle. Thank God he hung up. What did he want?
He was saying that he teaches guitar and you're actually pretty good.
Who told him this?
I guess he made it up on his own. He's a guitar teacher. He knows.
What do you mean made it up?
He came to that conclusion on his own, I should say.
Maybe he's listened to the show for a long time. He went to a couple of white trash parties and deduced on his own that Russ was pretty good.
You ain't going to figure out a white trash party. There's a reason there are 20 people around me. Big. Big reason.
You don't give yourself enough credit on the guitar.
I'm not looking for credit.
I know you're not, but you don't do it.
I don't play good, but I play for a good reason.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take credit for that.
Sure.
You do both. I'm just trying to try. You are a good guitar player. Are you great? No. Are you good? Yes. You are a good guitar player.
You're better than me. Better than Kinsey.
You don't like the guitar.
Hey, I play guitar.
Do you play better than Russ?
Oh, that's really going to be a problem with me. What can you play?
No.
No what?
What can you play?
Nothing.
I don't want you to play anything now. I just want to know what you can play.
No, I used to play blues like a long time ago, but a little bit of rock, a little bit of metal, just like basics.
Stairway to Heaven?
No.
Good for you.
Oh, thank God.
No way. You're better than I am. I'm just messing with you.
I am not purchasing this material. Can I have another show?
Yes.
All right. So the story that started all this was, as soon as the guy starts playing a guitar, he's 90% sexier to women.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. According to women, a new survey said women say men who play guitar are instantly 90% sexier. And they assume, 45% of the women said they assume men who play guitar are good with their hands. And 25% of them have dated a guy just because he played the guitar, weren't into anything else about him.
Also, too, I think it's how you look, and you can be ugly enough to not be attractive. I mean, Mick Mars from Motley Crue.
Anybody from the Cars.
Mm-hmm.
Even the Rolling Stones in their day. Mick Jagger, man, not too bad. Rest of them, it's all makeup and grunting.
Yeah, I don't think... Keith Richards is one of those guys who was born old.
Hey, congratulations, Miss Richards. We're in the hospital room. You just gave birth to a skeleton.
It's a baby corpse. Trying to think who else is hideous. It's in a rock.
Steven Tyler.
He used to be good looking. He makes pretty babies.
Yeah, it's true.
Was Joe Perry ever?
I think he was.
Swoon worthy, I guess.
Yeah.
What, Lenny?
Lenny who?
Oh, from Motorhead.
Oh, we're talking about Joe Perry.
Oh, I'm just
or Steve Perry. Joe Perry. Paper.
Yeah, Joe Perry.
How'd you go from Aerosmith to Motorhead?
I'm speaking out of turn.
He's just trying to think of ugly guitars. Ugly.
Well, I don't know if Lenny gets a lot of poon.
Yeah, I'm sure he does.
Lenny from Motorhead.
He's the lead singer of Motorhead. Trust me, there's girls out there that would love that.
Oh, I'd love to bite those moles off his face.
Oh.
I think you can reach a certain level to where, like, say, Louis Anderson decided to take up the electric guitar. I don't even know if he's still alive. I don't think that would help him. That would look more like a toy.
Who's that?
Just a fat comedian.
Cool.
Let me see. Somebody that you could relate to. Somebody play guitar that wouldn't be sexy. Me.
That was mean.
That's why I said it.
Why would you say that about yourself?
Because you don't like me.
Yes, I do.
Play with my balls.
No.
What if Luke Bryan asked you to play with my balls?
No, Luke Bryan can hug your balls.
Mmm.
I never thought of that. I mean, it's happened.
But it's all just been one of those happenstance things.
Yeah, it was.
I'm rubbing my balls in your face, and you happen to reach up and touch them.
Mm-hmm. It was organic.
Why don't you shake them for him?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Will you watch?
Actually, yeah.
I don't want you to watch Luke Bryan play with my balls.
Film it. YouTube.
That'll be your next school project.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that's not the viral video I want.
It could go viral. I could make it happen.
It's funny. Dan left the room, and I was doing a spot for DNN. And all I could hear in my head, I don't know why, because I'm not doing the voice.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm Luke Bryan. All right. First of all, you can't do the voice. Shut up. But I could just hear Dan doing the spot in my head.
I was hearing him as a used car salesman in my head.
Luke Bryan?
Yeah. I'm Luke Bryan. Welcome to this car lot.
Hi, I'm Luke Bryan. Come down to my car lot. I have vehicles. Perhaps I will sell one to you.
Do you carry the loan?
Oh, yeah. Certainly. We will tote the note.
I can't
bad,
buy...
Bad credit is okay,
mm-hmm.
But if you buy a car, you get a hug. That is, without negotiation, it's going to happen. Mandatory. Compulsory.
Right. So instead of the standard American flag on the antenna, I get a hug.
That's right.
Well, that's a pretty good deal.
Garth liked it. He didn't like it so much when he woke up in my van.
With all the other knocked out country singers,
mm-hmm.
who I have breached their anuses.
That's right.
There's a reason why Dierks Bentley was drunk on that plane.
Kenzie, I don't know if you heard yesterday or not. Luke was found nude in the street with...
it was Randy Travis.
They found him naked in the street.
Yeah, I was partying with Randy Travis, and he got so loaded he was nude, and we was hugging in the street.
Wait, did this really happen?
Dan has never been with Randy Travis.
No, not Dan, Luke Bryan.
No.
Yeah, that was confusing.
I was going to tell you.
It was confusing for me, too.
Thank you, Luke.
It was really confusing for Randy.
Because normally you see a tops guy.
He usually is.
Oh, my God.
That's why I rolled off into the bushes. It was cool, though, because I made it to Saginaw by morning.
That's almost a song.
I know.
Saginaw by morning.
Mm-hmm. Anything? How did you and Randy Travis end up naked in the street?
Well, it started out with the BJ and the Trans Am. Well, actually, I guess it really started with some heavy petting and some light shoulder play, but really the BJ set it off. It was good, though. I shot through the T-tops.
So that was fortuitous. He had T-tops.
Mm-hmm.
I think other people would probably just call it a cum roof. I'm not hitting the lance. We're going to get sued by somebody about something. I don't know what it is or what camp, but something's going to happen.
Alfie says line two.
Uh-oh. Yes, Lauren.
Hey, the Luke Bryan thing, I think it's kind of run its course. It's not funny anymore.
Would you like me to take votes over the phone?
I know you had tons of phone calls about it, but...
What makes you think that one person would adjust the direction of my show?
Because you love me. You know you do.
I don't know you.
Yeah, I've emailed you before and you've responded to me.
If I did, you send me a picture?
I did.
Then you're a creature.
That's just automatic.
Oh, no.
There is no question. There's no gray area.
Oh, no.
I know anybody that's ever sent me a picture is a creature. I don't tell them that directly unless I just can't get rid of them. Well, am I some? What do you think about this? They send me a picture. And I'm just. Sometimes I'll say, hey, our Clear Channel servers block out attachments. Then they send it another way. I go, okay, that's a nice picture. So what do you think? I said it was a nice picture. Well, is it somebody you would go out with? No. Like, they push you up to the point of being ugly about it. But without exaggeration, everybody that sent me a picture has been a creature. Without exception. So I don't care what the rest of you chicks think. Oh, you liked mine. No, I didn't. I just didn't tell you what I thought. I know that you things must have feelings. You have to. You have wants, desires, and needs. If you didn't have wants, desires, and needs, you wouldn't crawl back into the swamp every night.
In other words, amphibians have feelings, too.
You must have feelings.
The only reason I'm kind to all of you is because I support animals. But I don't date them. I don't care how pretty the shot is. Oh, look at me. Here's a selfie. Well, first of all, how'd you do that without opposing thumbs? Here's me in lingerie. Yeah, I've seen that before. Luckily, all your teats are down way past your torso, so I can't see them. What is it, Kenzie?
She's waving you off. Or is she having a seizure?
Oh, man.
Hey, Luke, why don't you ask her if she's about to pee in her pants? Because I think she's close.
Think so?
I just did.
Hi, I'm Luke Bryan. Hey, Kenzie. Do you have to tinkle?
I think I just did.
How much?
Just a little bit. I need a Jason Waite. urinal.
The Jason Wink urinal cake.
Can you send me one?
I'll send you some butt wipes as well.
Please do.
Because you're dealing with the distributor.
That's right. The LBSN.
Sounds like some kind of offshoot of a gay organization. I couldn't really find a lot. I was trying to find other audio. The only one we have is the one that Dan pulled. I tried to find other stuff. And that chick that called, we probably run too far with this, but if it's funny to me, I don't care. I tried to find interviews with Luke Bryan. I didn't really see a lot just to get a better feel on what he sounds like. This one's pretty good.
Award for Entertainer of the Year goes to Luke Bryan.
First of all, I've never met Garth. Hey, Garth.
Hey, Garth.
It's almost enough in itself.
Yeah. Hey, Garth.
Did he really hug Garth twice at the CMAs?
Yeah. He was excited. He never met Garth Brooks.
Is he not big on interviews? Because I really couldn't find a lot online.
No, I'm sure he is. If you're in country music, they whore you out really, really well. So, whether it's the morning shows on radio, morning shows on TV.
I don't know if this is going to work or not. We'll give it a shot.
Ooh.
Good evening, it's Tom Brokaw from NBC Nightly News in New York. Breaking news, Luke Bryan is here tonight as our special guest.
Oh my gosh, this is awesome. Wow. My God, Mr. Brokaw, this is, wow. I'm truly humbled to be in your presence.
We're very happy to have you here. How does it feel being a CMA Country Artist Music of the Year?
What did you call me? No, seriously, I think he called me something.
The CMA Country Artist Music Entertainer of the Year.
What? No, I don't understand anything he's saying.
How does it feel winning the award? Didn't you just win an award?
I am not a whore. Why would you invite me on your show and then call me names?
I'm just excited. I'm really going to have the music. I don't know why I lose
it. Stay with the music.
I have not called you a whore. We're excited to have you here at NBC Nightly News Studios. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
On the award.
I didn't get a whore. I got an award, not a whore.
Congratulations on hugging Garth Brooks.
Yeah, that was great.
All right, we're making progress here.
That's right.
How long have you been in country music?
I don't know.
Let me think of what other question I would ask. Have you ever been to Faruja?
Huh?
Do you know how they would lock up? Because nobody around Brokaw says, we can't understand you. And to have somebody like Luke Bryan on where he's just going, huh?
Huh? No, seriously, does this man come with subtitles?
Since we're in New York, we can call over to the United Nations and get a translator.
Okay.
Or we can get somebody on the phone if you're having a hard time understanding me.
All right, let's do that.
All right.
Hi, this is Dane Brown.
Oh, Jesus.
Let me ask you something. How long you been in rock music?
Oh, well, hi, James Brown. I'm Luke Bryan. Yeah. Hi.
Did you just comment then?
A what?
Oh, you heard me. Did you just comment then?
No, but my uncle sure has.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
6:05, this is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com traffic center. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Supercuts. A whole lot going on. Traffic still sucks real bad. Let's get started off in Dallas. Southbound on I-35 right at Woodall Rogers. Got a stalled out 18-wheeler blocking the exit lane there. That one has traffic backed up back from the 35-183 split. Also in Dallas, westbound 635 right at the tollway. Got a stalled vehicle blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back from the high 5. Still in Dallas, southbound on the tollway right at Lemon Avenue. Got an accident blocking everything but the left lane. That has traffic completely stopped back from 635. It's a real mess. At least an hour delay through it. Moving into Richardson, southbound 75, right at Campbell Road. Got a stalled vehicle blocking the right lane. Traffic is backed up back from the bush. And finally in Coppell, westbound 635, right at Freeport Parkway. Got an accident there. That one has you backed up back from I-35. Call number 9 with a pair of tickets to go see Cedar and Papa Roach. On January 31st, call now. It's 214-0817-787-1971. It's at Southside Ballroom. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by the DFW Auto Show. Tonight's low 49 with clear skies. Tomorrow, partly cloudy skies and a high around 69. Right now, it's 62 and 97.1, the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1, the Eagle.
Yes, Bianca.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
I was just calling about the whole Luke Bryan thing. I thought it was hilarious. That girl that said it was played out or whatever doesn't know what she's talking about. I literally had to pull over because I was laughing so hard.
Yeah, we don't really know when things burn out because it's... We would be bad firemen. Is this house out? I don't know.
I was laughing so hard. At first I thought, no, this 17-year-old girl is not going to play along with it. You know, she's going to know it's Luke Bryan. If she's a diehard fan, she's going to know it's not him. And sure enough, she's just like, oh, my God, I love you.
Well, over the phone, it may sound more like Luke. Try it with Bianca, Dan.
Hi, Bianca. It's Luke Bryan.
Okay. I guess I can see where she fell for it. I guess.
Are you a Luke Bryan fan?
I listen to Luke Bryan, but I wouldn't say I'm a fan of his.
Okay. But you like country music?
Yes. I'm actually going to see Eli Young Band tomorrow night.
Who?
Eli Young Band.
They're from around here.
Okay. Local band.
Okay. No, but they've made it big.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
They play a lot in DFW.
All right. Well, thank you, ma'am.
I just wanted to say you guys are hilarious. I love you. I love listening to you. Sometimes I actually have you guys on when my daughter's in the car and she can't understand what you guys are saying. She's only 18 months. But like the other day, she heard Kenzie say, oh, man. And all of a sudden I hear my daughter go, oh, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no. Oh, Jesus. Don't tell Kenzie.
That just made my day.
When she hears you guys laugh, she just starts laughing at random stuff.
Aww.
Well, it obviously you're going to have to teach her how to say, what?
Yes.
What age do kids actually really start talking?
Well, she's 18 months, and she can say, like, oh, man. She can say hi and bye. And she picks up, like, if I say something that she's never heard before, she'll pick up a word or some or two. But, like, she heard Kenzie say, oh, man. And she goes, oh, man. It's the funniest thing ever.
Oh, my gosh. Can you record it?
Is she? Kenzie, shut up. Is she in the car now?
No, she's with her dad tonight. But
she's where?
She's with her dad. If she was here, I would put her on the phone and have her talk to you guys.
Oh.
Russ.
All right. That would be very
funny. Ah, she'll hear it from you soon enough.
Jesus.
Oh, man.
I hit the delay. Shut up.
She heard it.
Well, the kid didn't.
That's adorable.
I knew that was going to hang with me.
I'm so giddy.
You don't realize... I mean, I forget most of the time the reach of the show, and it shouldn't have any influence, but for whatever reason, it does. So when you say something, you got an 18-month-old that's probably going to get tattoos from a guy in a wheelchair in a basement.
She will do well in life.
Date
Don't
some
say
guy.
Anything.
All right.
And build the drum songs for 30 seconds at a time.
I'm the 30-second drum master.
Yeah. Better than 10.
It's like I said, most of the songs you got, you just, for whatever reason, mentally lock up and you lose it.
Yeah.
And I really wanted you to play at the White Trash Party, but we didn't rehearse, and I couldn't run the risk of you getting out in the middle of there and going, all right, 45 seconds and I'm out.
Mm-hmm. I didn't feel like I could do it. But next year... No, said I could.
I said, okay, Chuck is looking at us playing someplace for Christmas. Maybe the new fart monkey, whatever the thing is called.
Okay.
Gas monkey.
Thank you. You're okay with Great Balls of Fire.
Mm-hmm.
Got that one. So if we did that one, you could do that at the Christmas thing.
Yes. I'm going to start practicing tonight.
No, you won't.
Yes, I will.
On what?
My house with my drum kit.
On the roof?
On the roof? I have another kit at home.
Oh. What if we threw in a Duke Bryan song?
Yes.
You could do that.
I think so, yes. Because that's that country that rides that line of pop, and I'm pretty sure I could do it. It's not like real country.
Like the old country. Hang on a second. I don't mean this one to be cute. Let's see, what is it? Hold on. Yeah, there it is. Okay, forget the words. Okay. Just listen to the music.
I'd like to f*** the shit out of you. Like to f*** the
Is that a hard drum beat?
Yes, for me it is. Not for other people, but for some reason.
All right, so David Allen Coe is out. Because yes. I really would like to do this at a Christmas party.
Wow.
Well, we could change the words to throw Jesus in there someplace.
Oh, God, no.
Oh, my God.
No, no, I don't think that's...
What is it about country music that's harder for you on the drums?
I don't know. I feel like I've got like the rock beats just embedded in my brain ever since I was a baby. And so when I hear a country beat, I cannot pick out the guitar, the bass, the drums. I cannot separate the instruments like I can.
Any ideas, the drummer, you just shut all that out because you're the one giving everybody their tempo.
Yeah, but I can't do it with country. I can't separate country.
Let me try this one.
Baby, won't you give me some
help? Actually, I think this is the same song.
I was going to say, I think it's...
Well, with David Allen Coe, it's hard to tell.
Yeah. I wouldn't even be able to emulate that.
Let me listen to the drums. See if I can just isolate everything else out.
Hey, baby, won't you give me some help? Baby, won't you...
It just sounds like it's a oompa, oompa, it oompa,
is.
Oompa.
It is, but...
All right, you can. All right. Let me see what else I got.
I'm weird.
That's just a, what is it, temp? You play that? And if I read a poem about a dog that had died?
Oh.
I think drummers that cry are funny.
Oh,
oh God.
Let me see what other music I got stored. All right, we thought about doing this one.
Superhighway! Ho, ho!
Is that a hard drum beat?
It sounds like he's going on the hi-hat.
Yeah, it's kind of the same beat that you would have in the theme song to Shaft.
Actually, I think I could. Using both hands on the hi-hat, I think, and then going down to the snare. So instead of just like the
You think he's using more than a couple of hands? You think he's got a stick taped to his penis?
Uh-huh. That's what I'll do. I want to try that one.
Yeah, so do I. I can't sing in my normal voice. Maybe I can do it with James Brown.
Yeah, absolutely.
I really want to try that.
What is this one? No, I don't really like that one.
No. Oh, yeah. I grew up on that song.
Hmm. What is this? Oh, that's me falling down when I'm playing Johnny B. Good.
Yeah. Play it.
No, it's a minute and a half long.
Play it.
No! Can't see. Were you writing something down, Dan?
No, I'm just making notes here and there.
What would you call that beat?
Just kind of a Latino or
Really, you think? Sure? You want to think about it?
I don't know. Feels Canadian.
Like a, sounds more something you would hear in a ballroom.
Like a, yeah.
Yes, sir. What, like you're going for Canadian, like, Canadian or the ballroom?
I'm thinking of reggaeton.
And of course, as always, that's a good slow drum beat.
Every time I hear this song, I just want to run.
Why? Makes me hard.
I'm traumatized.
Just make you wet. Works for Officer Lonnie.
Traumatized me about 6 months ago.
Why?
It's traumatized me for months at a time. No.
You don't like Officer Lonnie?
No, I love Officer Lonnie. I don't like Rufus. Rufus? Rufus.
I don't know what his name is.
It was Rufus.
Yeah, I think we kind of coined him as Rufus.
Yeah.
It's like instead of Big Russ, it went straight to Rufus.
Yeah.
We threw an F in there.
So you don't dig a bunch of Rufus. Is that right? How come you ain't dig it? Hang on, let me turn. Oh, hell, I lost my music.
Oh, darn.
No,
I don't think that's going to fit.
No, I don't work on cars. No, I use that when I hypnotize my bitches.
No.
Sometimes I use this if I'm in a hurry. I'm in a squad car. I just drive down I-30, shooting my gun out the window. They're just indiscriminate people.
That is really unsafe, Officer Lonnie.
Lone Ranger did it.
Well, I mean, he was
the opening of the Lone Ranger every week. He's just sitting there shooting the guy. He just show who he's shooting at. He's just shooting it. And the horse, you know it's pissing off that horse because you see him jump every time he fires off that gun.
Yeah, you're right. But that's the difference. You're out there in the Wild West, the desert. Yeah, you can just fire off a gun anywhere. I can hit anything.
Yeah, how long range are doing drive-bys?
But this is the one that you just don't like. Is that right, baby? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because it's creepy.
It's sexy.
It crosses.
It's sexy.
It crosses my boundaries.
What are your boundaries? We ain't figured them out yet.
You know my boundaries.
No, I don't, baby.
You've crossed
all of them. I'm ready to lick every boundary you got.
No.
Let Officer Lonnie lick your boundaries.
Dan.
Dan ain't here. It's just me and Luke Bryan.
Luke.
Tell her, Luke.
What?
Talk to Rufus.
Wouldn't you like to pull a train with me and Luke Bryan?
God, no.
Oh, my. Man, I love being CMA Entertainer of the Year.
There are a lot of perks that come along with it. Since you're the CMA Entertainer of the Year, I'll let you pick which hole.
Ooh, I got mouth.
Damn, I was going to say that. Mouth is always my favorite. That way they can't call for help. Okay, that was over the line.
What?
I mean, then they can't say, oh, Jesus, I love it.
Oh, my God.
Come on, pull a train with me and the CMA Country Entertainer of the Year.
Absolutely not.
Let's get it on.
No.
You don't even like this voice?
No, I don't.
So you hate black people?
No.
So what happens when a sweet-talking black man come up and talk to you? Do you run?
No.
You may want to rethink that one.
No.
Let's say it's just in a normal situation. You just walking down the street and you hear this music. And then I hop up out of the bushes.
Then I run.
So you just assume I'm up to no good.
Yeah. No! If it's your face.
Yeah, that's what I'm going
to do. I'm going to run around with a boom box and a voice synthesizer.
You were trying to get me in trouble.
You stay in trouble.
Nuh-uh.
I didn't realize I repelled you so much. Do you actually go home at night after the show and vomit?
Yes. Mm-hmm. My dogs eat it.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure it's tasty. Whatever. What is your normal diet? What do you eat? What do they feed you?
What do you mean they?
I have this. I'm going through this phase right now where all I eat is breakfast food. For breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Breakfast food.
Been watching Seinfeld? Jerry Seinfeld used to do that.
Yeah.
What do you eat?
Pancakes, eggs. I make the best sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich, breakfast sandwich, homemade, waffles. I dip everything in syrup. Everything.
Baby, I'll make you breakfast. And then after we're done, we're going to have some sex, and you're going to have waffles again. This time they're going to be blue.
Oh, no. I knew you were.
Man, that's gross.
Can I turn my my own mic off?
Yeah, you can turn it off. I ain't going away. Me and Luke Bryan will just talk about you. So what would you like to do to her? You want to give her one of the, what do you call it, the dirty sand cheese?
Yeah, I've heard a lot about those, the dirty sand cheeses.
How do you make yours?
I don't know, kind of with a swoosh.
You mean like a handlebar mustache?
Oh, I never thought of that.
Normally, I give them either one of them Charlie Chaplin mustaches. I just spread it all over their face and look like they ain't shaved for days.
Man, that's gross.
Make me sound like I gone full retard. Kenzie, why don't you come over to the house with me and Luke?
Hi, I'm Luke Bryan.
Yeah, Luke Bryan. Hi.
It's me. Hi.
No.
We can do the reverse cowboy. That's where I sat on top of Luke.
Finally, it's your turn.
But I ain't saying yee-haw. That's stupid.
No, you should try it.
That last time we made love, you wanted to watch City Slickers and made me say yee-haw.
Well, I also wanted to wear your ass as a hat.
I am not sitting on top of your head. You look like some kind of freaked out Carmen Miranda. This is the weirdest bit I've ever lived through. And I know right now Officer Lonnie is filing a lawsuit someplace. They're using my voice. They're using my siren. Come on, Kenzo. Let's go back to the house. We'll play some Marvin Gaye. I'll turn on the black lights so you can see me. Then we can practice the Christmas special that we're writing. Since I'm going to be one of the three wise men.
Leave Jesus out of it.
Then I can ask at a certain point on the camel we riding if any of them come in menthol.
Still like being here, Luke?
Man, this is great.
All right, we got a break. We'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
6:30, another check on traffic over the MyPlates.com traffic center. Alvy Coys and the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Let's get started off in Dallas. Southbound on the tollway just before Northwest Highway. Got an accident there blocking everything but the right lane. Traffic is completely jacked up back to Spring Valley. About an hour delay through it. Also in Dallas, southbound on the tollway right at Lemon Avenue. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic there is backed up back to Northwest Highway. So if you're headed south, jacked up back from Spring Valley all the way to about Lemon. And to Richardson, southbound 75, right at Campbell, got a stalled vehicle blocking the right shoulder. Traffic there is backed up back from the bush. Into Grand Prairie, eastbound I-20, just before the bush, got an accident there blocking the two left lanes. Traffic's backed up back from Matlock Road. And in Forest Hill, eastbound I-20, just before business 287, got an accident. It's blocking the left lane. That one has you backed up back from 35W. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Whataburger. Tonight, clear and 49. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and 69. Right now, it is 62. But 97.1, the Eagle.
K-E-G-L, the Eagle. The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1, the Eagle.
This party, dance everybody, make it hot in this party. Go
Hi, Johnny.
Hey, Russ. Hey, everybody.
What do we have this week?
Well, we have a couple of small dogs this week. Do we have the camera where they can be seen? Or
if you stand behind Dan, okay. The wide shot will you'll turn around, turn towards that wall.
Oh, right.
There you go.
Okay,
Kenzie,
now
go to the wide shot.
Okay. Well, Mark,
it's not working.
The camera's not.
Oh, wait, it's delayed. My bad. Keep going. Now we're good. Okay. Oh, man.
This is live radio, Kenzie, and there is a delay.
She don't.
Wow.
All right.
Getting
well.
Schooled by the animal expert.
What is that? Jeez. Take it off the wide shot.
I'm running the camera anymore. I want to hear the dirt, the loop back. Go, yeah. Johnny.
Go ahead, Johnny.
Did I step within your boundaries?
Everybody's being mean to me today.
I'm sorry. I would never do that intentionally. Anyway, talking about dogs. We have dogs. Mark has Jack. No, I'm sorry. Mark has Emery, who is a really cute little schnauzer mix. He's mainly black with white boots and white around his neck. He's about 3 years old.
Oh, those are probably stolen.
No. This little guy's had a rough life. He came to Paws in the City really in rough shape from a shelter. He was, you know, on the list. He's had eye infection and some scrapes. He was all matted.
What kind of dog is he?
He's a schnauzer mix.
And, he looks fine.
Huh?
He looks fine.
Yeah, well, he's doing great now. He had to be shaved down pretty well. That's a pretty short little coat there, but... because he was in such bad shape. But he's a sweet, loving little guy. He's 20 pounds, about 20 pounds. 3 years old. He's in a foster home, and he does well with other dogs, especially small dogs.
Or Dan, and take one of the dog treats. See if he'll take it.
And he's just a real little love guy, real calm and quiet, gentle.
Do you guys feed him before you bring him in?
Well, sometimes, but, you know, also they're some treats they're not as crazy about. So, Jack wants a treat. Yes, he does.
Yeah, that's the other dog.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
So, again, this is Emery, and a 3-year-old schnauzer mix, schnauzer terrier. Might even have a little poodle in there. Schnoodle, maybe. Our other dog that Alfie is holding.
You think that, what'd you say, poodle?
Schnoodle.
You think he's got poodle in him?
He might, yes.
Okay.
He might have a little poodle in him with a coat.
But there's no way to tell. Unless you actually watch him stick his weenie in a snot.
You can do a DNA test and find out. But moving right along, Alfie has Jack, and Jack is about 7 years old. He's not really an old dog, not what I would call a senior dog, but November is Adopt a Senior Dog Month. Or Senior Pet Month for anybody who is interested in giving a chance. That
Jack,
was
obviously.
Only for treats, right, Dan?
Jack loves treats.
Yes.
And Jack fingers.
Well, he wanted down.
And he's a Jack Russell Terrier mix. Typical terrier colorings, white with black markings.
They know his name yet?
He's had it for a couple of months, for sure. Well, actually, I guess that was his name. His story is that his family, mom, dad, and the two kids, dropped him off at doggy daycare, and then they moved out of state and never came back for him. So.
How do they explain that?
I don't
know. Do they ever contact the family and go, hey, what the F? Your dog is still here.
They must have since they found out they moved out of state. I don't know, but.
Can't you? I know they won't, but. The doggy daycare, can't they sue them for boarding charges?
I'm sure they could.
Do they ever do that? There needs to be a penalty for people just dropping off an animal.
Well, it is against the state law to abandon an animal, and I would consider that abandonment.
Well, it's also theft of services. Just That's because true. You mm-hmm. don't come back doesn't mean you don't owe them boarding charges.
Right.
Okay. But he knows how to sit.
Yeah, he's a well-behaved little guy. He's house-trained. He's good with other dogs, with cats, with kids, loves treats.
Yeah. Shake,
shake,
lick, sit. Good boy.
So what's he doing? Did he sit? And
yeah, I mean, he's following the commands really well. Right, it's just he gets really excited. Yeah, so you just have to remind him to.
Yeah,
you know,
very food motivated, obviously.
Down, down, not down.
boy. Why would I go down? Your hand's up here.
So, again, that's Jack Russell Terrier mix. About 25 pounds on him. A little bit larger probably than the average Jack Russell, but...
He doesn't look that heavy, but okay.
Yep. So those are our two dogs.
Events Jack. This weekend?
Events. There is an adoption event tomorrow, Saturday, from 11 to 2 at, you like this name, Teehee Greetings and Gifts. It's T-H-E-E, Teehee Greetings and Gifts. It's on Adelia Road in Dallas.
What is that, like a Hallmark or something?
I guess it's like that, yeah. Greetings and gift shop. Greeting cards, gifts.
What kind of greeting cards? Funny ones?
With a name like Teehee, I would imagine that they are funny ones.
I've had to tell Russ to knock it off using that word so much. It's like almost every other word. He's so excited. He loves that word.
Teehee.
Mm-hmm.
Makes me laugh.
Well, you're not laughing.
I am.
Are you? On the inside?
I'm a karate laugh man. I laugh on the inside.
Okay. Good to know.
Cake on the outside.
Okay.
Don't laugh.
I won't.
Okay.
Really, you want to play this game?
No.
Teehee.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's having the adverse effect.
Oh, okay.
You want to make me laugh.
Then be Mr. Grumpy. Okay, so Jack and Emery, available for adoption from pawsinthecity.org. Check them out, too, on the Paws in the City Facebook page.
And where is Teehee?
It's on Adelia Road. You're not laughing, though.
Northeast right? Dallas?
Yes, that's correct. 9661 Adelia Road.
Off 635?
Yes.
Is it near something?
Near 635, kind of.
Is there a business?
Teehee greetings. And
yes. Yeah, you asked for that.
PawsInTheCity.org. Right.
Hey, you were giving Kenzie grief.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
644, another check on traffic over the MyPlates.com traffic center. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Jared, the Gallery of Jewelry. Let's get started off in Dallas. Southbound on the tollway just before Northwest Highway. Got an accident there blocking everything but the right lane. Traffic's completely stopped back in Spring Valley. About an hour delay through that. Also in Dallas, southbound on the tollway right at Lemon Avenue. That accident there has been cleared out. Traffic still jacked up back from Northwest Highway. Into Richardson, southbound 75, right at Campbell, got a stalled vehicle blocking the right shoulder. Traffic's backed up back from the bush now. Into Grand Prairie, eastbound I-20, just before the bush, got an accident there. It is in the clearing stages. Traffic's backed up back from Matlock Road. And finally, in Forest Hill, eastbound I-20, just before Business 287, got an accident. It's blocking the left lane. That has traffic backed up back from 35W. If you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. Phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Whataburger. Tonight, clear and 49. Tomorrow, partly cloudy skies and a high around 69. Right now, 62. Jesus. 62 degrees at 97.1 The Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
You were going to blow yourself up.
That's just, I didn't realize Static Guard had that much alcohol in it. I told Alfie to go find some Aquanet. Who'd you get this from?
I stole it from an AE.
Okay. So they don't know?
They don't know.
Because this is, I think this is kind of expensive. It's more expensive than hairspray, so they're going to be mad that I'm wasting it on a flamethrower.
Why you got to do it in my direction?
It's in your direction there, Luke.
Oh, okay.
I love that noise.
Whoa! Hey. Okay, that was big.
Okay, that was unsavory.
It sounded good.
I wonder what kind of distance I can get on this. Let me try it over here where it's safe.
What do you mean over here?
That's Kinsey!
No.
What did I say? If this was Star Trek, her color shirt would be...
red.
Okay. Kenzie, get off the floor.
No!
All right, I'm coming around there. Chloe, is she blocked off by you?
No. You're my friend.
Yeah.
Just so you're aware, there is one of those sprinkler caps right there.
Where?
Right above Kenzie.
Oh. Ah. Well, she's on the floor.
Oh, well, then you're fine. Hmm.
Go underneath.
Underneath what? Console. Oh, I thought about that. But I might set the carpet on fire.
Oh.
There are only so many things I can explain weekly.
Yeah, a studio fire is going to be a hell of a...
All right, Kenzie.
Ticket.
I'm putting down the lighter and the can. Okay.
Oh, delay. Delay. Delay.
I hit it.
That poor girl.
Yeah.
That's good distance on that one.
Oh, well, my mom's going to be so pissed.
Oh, I didn't touch you.
You still have your eyebrows.
Let me see.
I feel the heat.
Well, it's flames.
Oh, my mama going to kill you.
I don't even think anybody heard it because I blew the flame out at Kenzie.
Oh, man.
First of all, the fact that she fell for the, all right, I'm putting this down and this. Like I can't pick them back up.
She trusted you.
Didn't think you'd really do it in my direction.
I didn't think it'd go that far. This static guard's dangerous.
Feel it.
You're fine. I didn't burn any hair.
Oh, man. Mama gonna be mad.
Why?
Oh, your
mother.
Phone call.
Your mother loves me.
No more.
Okay.
And that's not a bit, by the way, people. That was real.
Yeah, it was a bit.
It was totally
not.
Bit. Nobody heard it. I had to hit the delay. You swore.
That was real.
I told you, learn to focus. Just because I set you on fire. You got to scream at OS.
Mm-hmm.
I just couldn't help it.
To be fair, the first time I was on the show, I screamed out OS because there was a fire.
Okay, thank you, Alfie.
But we didn't set Alfie on fire. The trash can?
It was Gavin's office.
Oh yeah. Yeah, we did that one. Yeah, I said it on the air one time, too. We gave Dan Lewis a birthday cake with those candles that don't blow out.
Mm.
Didn't really think about it. They go out. We didn't even dunk them in water and threw them in the trash can. About 10 minutes later, I look over the trash can. It's on fire. And I said, there's a effing fire. Like I couldn't get anything out. I was pointing, but no words were coming. The first one, instead of going fire, which would have been the helpful word.
Sure.
I had to say the F word.
Oh.
All right. What do we got left? We got about 10 minutes, which will obviously turn into half an hour.
No.
Nuh-uh.
Why not? You got some place to be?
I'm hungry and tired and almost got burnt.
You want to get burnt again?
No.
Keep messing around. I'm going to go get the ugly clown mask and chase you around with this flamethrower.
I will shoot you with your own pellet gun.
Okay. See if it kills me.
We have password.
I think it's too predictable when it's you and me, because for some reason over the years we've synced up.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to play with... Kenzie doesn't watch any of the movies that we do, so this is movie password.
No.
No.
What decade are they from?
Chloe pulled one list, Alfie pulled the other. So we swapped, so Chloe and Alfie... Actually, Chloe and Alfie could play because they don't know... What you and I have, Dan.
Oh, yeah, and that could, yeah, we could break up our impregnable force.
Because I've got the list that Alfie pulled, so I could play with Chloe.
Okay, and I can play with Alfie.
What about me?
I got Chloe's list.
You don't know any of these.
How do you know? You hired me.
Man, that stung.
And you know, I've used that on her I don't know how many times. Hey, you stick around, you get whatever you get. I hired her, so whatever I get's my own choosing.
I will never do that again.
Do what?
Say that again.
The S word?
No.
Oh, you hired me?
The H word.
No. Okay.
Or the S word.
Do we normally use music for this or not?
Yeah.
Okay.
That adds a certain something.
Hold on. There it is. Okay, so it's going to be you and Alvy.
Yes.
Chloe and me.
Yeah.
I don't feel good about this. All right. Yeah, mostly movies from the 70s and 80s. Alfie, you ready?
Ready.
Okay, Dan, you can go first.
All right. Focus here, Alfie. You ready?
Ready.
Fireman.
Backdraft.
No. Big Red.
Talladega Nights?
Yes.
Fireman.
Fireman. Don't worry, darling. I'm a volunteer fireman.
I think I would have gone with darling or last.
You got it on fireman before.
Or have we done these before?
You and I gave you fireman once before.
Oh, okay.
I was just rolling the dice. Fireman.
Okay, Chloe. Try not to use anything too obvious. Ready?
Yes.
You have to look at me.
Okay, got it.
Sheriff!
That would be the Blazing Saddles.
Yes.
Nice.
Good, Dan.
All right, here we go. Alfie?
Ready.
Luke.
Star Wars?
No.
Oh, I got this one.
Write it down if you want.
Actually, I can give you a...
Bow.
Oh, Dukes of Hazzard.
Yes.
That was a clue I was going to give him.
There you go.
I knew that one.
You got the Dukes from him saying, Luke.
Uh-huh.
All right. All right, Chloe.
Yes.
Cleopatra.
Bubba Hotep.
Nice. Alfie?
Ready.
Lead Farmer.
That's two words.
It's hyphenated.
Tropic Thunder.
Yes.
You guys get a half point for that.
You acted out one of yours with Chloe.
IA gesticulations are okay.
Mm.
All of a sudden you're Alan Wooden.
I don't think Dick Clark said that.
All right, Chloe, ready?
Yes.
Two I could go with here. All right. Times! Kenzie, you want to help him?
Yes.
Good.
A hint or the answer?
Give the answer.
Halloween.
Oh, man, really?
But yeah!
I couldn't decide to go with that. I mean, I could have gone with obvious, like Loomis,
yeah.
Strode. I was going to try the other one. Death. You don't know what death is. I shot him six times.
I don't know about times.
Go ahead, Dan.
All right, here we go, Abby.
Ready.
Yeah, you gotta look. Okay.
I think that needs to be a question, because I got it.
Okay.
Back to the Future 3.
Yeah. Bees.
Candyman?
Chipper. Damn it.
I must not have seen this one.
Yeah, you have. I can't help you with this one.
I know, it's.
I give you three and you're out. Get one more. Did you already do three?
Yeah.
No. Alfie, when he says if you've done three, you say no.
Means I don't know.
Oh.
I can't think of any good ones on this one.
All right.
It's Tucker and Dale.
Oh, gosh. All right, Chloe, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Watch my face. Doctor.
What is the Cannonball Run?
I had to cross my eyes.
Yeah, you did. All right, now, here we go. Yippee-ki-yay.
Oh, Die Hard.
That's three words.
That's all one word. Look it up.
I think it's three words, personally.
All right, fine. I take it back. You know, I could have given another clue and he would have gotten it as well.
What?
Nakatomi.
Yeah. Why didn't you go with that one instead of cheating?
Because Yippee-ki-yay sound is more fun.
You country guys always cheat.
Shut up.
Let's see, where did I leave off? Here we go, Chloe. Mm-hmm. Diablo.
Smokey and the Bandit Part 1.
Yes.
Alfie?
Squeal!
Deliverance.
Yeah. Very good.
Let's see. Anima.
Batman.
Well done. Oh. Don't talk smack. Watch this.
Hey, I'm still using one words. Is that it?
No. All right, Alfie, you ready?
Ready.
Banzai.
Oh, Karate Kid.
Yep. I'm going to smoke you.
All right. I'm going for easier clues then. Bananas.
The Dark Knight Rises.
Any of them.
Oh, come on now. That's not. There's
could
three
be
of
Dark
them.
Knight. Could be Batman Returns, Rises, comes back, sees you again, whatever.
I don't get it.
You don't have to. Good.
Bananas.
All right, here we go, Alfie. Sweater.
Three Amigos.
See, I'm already checking mine off as correct as soon as I give the clue.
All right, Chloe. Rinse!
Frankenstein? Young Frankenstein?
Yes.
Yes.
Alfie? Froman.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Good man.
Hello? Mm-hmm. Makeup!
Ed Wood.
See, that's hyphenated.
Yeah.
It's hyphenated. It means one word. If it's two words, you wouldn't need a hyphen. Blow me.
Zool.
Ghostbusters.
Yup. Hit that right button.
I don't know if Chloe's seen this one or not. Barbara?
Silence of the Lambs?
Oh. Barbara?
I'm out, man. I'm sorry.
Are you getting this one, Dan?
I know it, but not yet. Alfie's got it. I know it. I just haven't thought of it.
Oh, let me go with this one. Romero.
Still out.
Oh.
Kenzie?
Night of the Living Dead?
Yes.
Yup.
Well, we don't get credit.
All right, here we go, Alfie.
Ready.
Iceberg.
Titanic?
Yes.
What's the score, Alfie?
Right now, me and Dan have one ahead of you, but right now it's 98 to 90.
Where do you get those numbers?
10 points for each guess, first try. Minus one for each successive clue.
Okay, that's good.
All right.
All right, Chloe, you got to watch.
Okay.
I already know it.
Do you?
I'm going to write it down. Hang on.
Damn it. No, I don't.
Just by that face?
We're going to find out. All right, go ahead.
Gopher?
Oh, Caddyshack.
Dan got it.
Yeah, look right there. Caddyshack. I figure it's either you're either going to do that or looks good on you. Either way. All right, here we go. Here we go, Alfie. Box.
Oh, seven.
Yep.
How many you got left?
Two.
That's all I got. Okay, good.
Good.
Damn it. Sexual.
Coming to America.
Nicely done. All right, Alfie.
Cash.
The Fifth Element.
Yeah, atta boy.
What was the clue?
Cash.
Cash?
Yes. Give me the cash. When he's waiting outside Corbin's door.
Oh, I would have gotten that one.
The top of, I knew Alfie would, though. The top of his head is a picture of the hallway. Then he opens a door and the guy's got a shotgun in his face.
Oh.
Give me the cash.
Would multi-pass been two words?
I probably could have gotten away with that one. At the very least, hyphenated. Multi-pass.
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 All right, Chloe, ready?
Yep.
Elliot.
Oh, man.
Oh, E.T. And I've never seen that movie before.
That was good.
Elliot.
That was good.
Elliot.
Well played.
Ouch.
All right, last one, Alfie.
All right.
Frankenfurter.
Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yes!
All right, what's the score?
Right now, it is 120, me and Dan, to, 128 to your 120.
So we lost.
You guys still have one more clue, don't you?
No.
Well, I guess that means we win.
Yeah.
Well, unless I can think of one. Hold on a second. Okay. Off. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'll write it down so nobody knows. I'm just making this up on my own.
All right. Okay. I see it.
See it?
Yeah.
Okay. Storage.
Pulp Fiction.
Oh, man.
What score now?
Right now, me and Dan have 128. You and Clue have 130.
Now it looks like we've won there, Luke.
Whatever. Cheating ass.
You can write a couple down.
I'll tell you what. I'll do one right now. I'll write it down. I'll show it to you.
Well, then I'm going to have to write another one.
But you went first.
No, you went first.
You did?
You went first.
Are you sure?
Yes, CMA Country.
Yeah.
All right, fine. All right, how about this? I'm writing down the answer. I'm not even going to, it's just going to be nonverbal, which is phenomenal on radio.
Let me see it.
Well, I can't show Alfie.
Okay. Well, hang on. I'll do that, and I'll have to think of another one for Chloe.
Okay. This is nonverbal.
Oh, okay. Dan's holding up his fingers, squinching it like Darth Vader in Star Wars.
You're the man.
Okay. I'm writing down another one.
Y'all are just going to keep going till each one wins, and it's never going to end.
See it?
Yes, I do.
Ready, Chloe?
Yes.
Look at me.
Mm-hmm.
Ha!
Raising Arizona.
All right.
Everybody knows, or at least I know what we're doing. We're just picking movies that you know Alfie's seen. And
absolutely.
Movies that Chloe and I talk about all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So Kenzie's right. This really isn't fair, but go ahead.
Okay. I'm writing this down, showing you, so Alfie cannot see.
Okay.
All right, Alfie, you ready?
Ready.
Quaid.
Oh, Total Recall.
That's right. Also would have accepted. Barrel.
Errol.
Okay. I think we've done this one before, but I don't care since we're cheating. Gotta write it down. Looking at me?
Mm-hmm.
Banana.
Beverly Hills Cop.
Hey, what they do on that top rated show in Dallas Fort Worth? They play password and made up their own answers.
All right, Alfie, here
we go. You got another one?
Yep.
Chopper!
Oh, gosh, that's, is that Commando?
No!
Oh.
Alfie! Alfie!
That's all right. You got another two clues.
I got it now.
Chopper!
Predator.
Thank you.
Stay Puffed.
Ghostbusters.
Alfie, you ready?
Ready.
Adrian.
Rocky.
Yup.
You suck.
What?
Nothing.
All right.
Oh, well, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Inverted.
Oh, Flight.
Sundown.
Top Gun.
Thank you.
Also could have gone with Racist.
I would have.
All right. Start wanting to get cheap. Colored Vampires.
Blackula.
I'm tired of f***ing with you people.
That's two words.
It's like password in the 50s.
Nope. Been a different clue.
Oh, man. They're true.
For more information on The Russ Martin Show, go to RussMartin.com to get signed up. The Russ Martin Show audio archives, go to RussMartin.fm. Other show websites, DJClo.net, DanO'Malley.com, and AlfieCoy.com. You can also find and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and the like. For all things 97.1 The Eagle, go to KEGL.com. Nikki 6 is up next.
All right, see you guys Monday.
Bye-bye.